Yo, what is up, Hoophead Nation? And welcome to episode 55 of Buzzer Beaters. This episode is covering the second round of the NBA playoffs. We did our first round coverage yesterday, and today we're going to go ahead and cover the craziness that's been going on in this draft, man. There's been a lot of movement, a lot of positioning, trades. Man, it's crazy, man. But if this is your first time, you know, this is our 55th episode, right? And we're usually here an hour and a half, right? But, you know, yesterday's draft took 3.5 hours, and today's draft's probably going to go about, about 2.5 hours. It's probably going to be an hour shorter, bro, because it's usually a lot quicker, bro, on the second day. But, man,
I'm tired, brother. I'm tired.
Dude, I know. Dude, 3.5 hours was tough yesterday, man. You know, and it's like my mouth was all dried. I'm like, oh, and it's going to be about the same today, dude. And I was sweating. And today, I'm not wearing the long sleeve like I did yesterday, dude. I was sweating bullets yesterday.
Rookie mistake, bro.
I'm a rook, bro. But anyway, we're going to go ahead and cover today's madness. You know, yesterday, it's really going to be tough to kind of recap everything that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
But we're going to go – there were some trades that have happened. So what I'm going to go ahead is do my best to cover some of the trades that happened yesterday. So one thing that happened is Memphis traded the draft rights to Hanson Wang to the Blazers. And in exchange, they get Cedric Howard and also a – was that?
Yeah. No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. And a 2028 unprotected first round – and 2 second-rounders. Now, it's not clear as when those second-rounders are happening, but that's what I read. The other trade that happened is that the Hornets traded Mark Williams to the Suns for the 29th pick, which ended up being Liam McNeely. So the Suns got Liam McNeely, and then the Suns are also going to get the 2029 first-rounder, and then Vasilije Micic, I think, is also included in the trade as well. So the third trade that happened is that New Orleans traded the 23rd pick to Atlanta, and that 23rd pick was Asa Newell, okay? And then Atlanta went ahead and exchanged that to the New Orleans Pelicans and for the 10th pick, which became Derek Queen. So the Atlanta Hawks are going to get Asa Newell and a 2026 first rounder in exchange for getting the 10th pick and Derek Queen. The other trade that just happened is there's some positioning that's going on in today's draft. So the first pick was supposed to go to the Minnesota Timberwolves. That's actually going to go now to the Phoenix Suns. So the Phoenix Suns has been very active in this draft, which is interesting. And now the Wolves are going to get the 36th pick. I think it's the 35th or 36th pick.
36. It's the
35th, but it's supposed to, I have it right in our captions, but I have it wrong in my notes. So it's the 36th pick. So, and they're also going to get – the Suns are also going to get the two future second-round picks for that move.
The Wolves.
The Wolves are getting it. Man, I'm all messed. I'm all jacked, dude. I was scrambling to try and get all this information. So did I get everything, bro? Because I don't know if we missed
anything. I think I got everything. For you. There's a couple of picks here for you that are near and dear to our heart. Suns trade the 52nd and 59th picks to the Warriors for their number 41 pick. So the Warriors now will not be picking 41st. They'll be picking 52nd and 59th. And the Suns will be picking on the 41st spot. The Nets trade their 36th pick to the Suns for 2 future second-round picks.
Yep.
So that's happened. The Lakers have also traded the number 55 pick, correct, and cash for the Bulls' number 45 pick.
Oh, man.
Yep. And those are some of the trades that have been done so far for this round.
Okay. Well, I'm sure it's not over yet, bro. And we're going to do our best to try and keep up with all this madness as we're going. So
did you bring up the Nick Clifford trade?
No.
Okay. So the Thunder traded their number 24th pick, Nick Clifford, to the Sacramento Kings for a 2027 protected first round pick that originally came from the Spurs.
Wow.
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's a pretty good pickup, in my opinion, for the Kings. Nick Clifford, we thought that might be a pretty good player. So we'll see how that pans out.
And, dude, I got to tell you, man, you know, your optimist Twan, dude, came in through, bro. You were so right. I mean, dude. It's crazy how much movement there has been. And it's not over, bro. It's not over.
It's not over.
I mean, there's going to be more movement in today. I think there's going to be more trades. So I think you're right, man. So wait, real quick. You said the Warriors got the 52nd and the 59th pick, right?
Correct. In this draft.
Last pick, yeah. So in this draft. Okay. So, okay. Dude, I'm glad you're on top of me because I was trying to keep up, but man, it was tough, man.
And you know, we talked about the Walter Clayton pick. Did we talk about that trade?
I didn't summarize it, but go ahead and do it, bro. Since you're
So the Jazz get Walter Clayton. They made a trade with the Wizards. The Wizards get the number 21 pick, which was Will Riley, the number 43 pick this year, and second-round picks in 2031 and 2032.
Damn, dude. All right.
And did you bring up the Derek Queen picks trade?
So I did. That was the first. That was the
Austin Newell. Yeah,
that was Austin Newell. That was the third one that I mentioned. So yeah, correct. I did pick that up. So,
correct.
So I think that's it, bro.
I think so. Yeah.
Right now,
we talked about Hanson Yang and Mark Williams.
We already did that one. Yep.
And what is this here? This is a Spurs trade their second round pick to the Pacers. Their number 38 pick to the Pacers, and they get future second round pick in cash. So that's another change today. So at 38, it'll be the Pacers, not the Spurs. Oh, you went mute on me, Eddie. I can't hear you.
Yeah, you know, it's because my phone's ringing. I got to turn off the ringer, man. But the other phone is ringing. I tried to turn it off. But can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you.
I got that one down. I have it right. I have all of the picks correct in our captions. I just don't necessarily have it all reflected in my notes.
Yeah. Well, it's a lot of activity, bro.
Dude, thank God for the two of us doing this, man, because you know, this is a lot, man. But hey, this is why we're here. We're here for entertainment, right?
Correct. So, we are.
We got a kick of us trying to figure all this stuff out. We're sweating bullets, bro. I was sweating bullets yesterday, brother. Woo, man, I was getting hot in here, man. I don't know if you saw that, but I was hot. Dude, I was dripping, dude. You saw some beads of sweat, dude? I was sweating up, bro. It was hot.
I try not to move too much because I sweat like a fiend no matter what the situation. So.
But you know what? It's good to sweat, bro, because that means you have a very efficient cooling system, bro. That means that you don't overheat. You get all your toxins out, bro, and that's what's good, man.
I must have no toxins in my body at all, bro, because I'm sweating all the damn time.
Dude, but that's exactly right. And I go to the sauna, dude. I go to the sauna for at least 30 minutes every time I go, bro. And it's hot in there, man. So my body's used to sweating. So yesterday, dude, I was sweating bullets. It probably didn't come across, but for those who noticed it,
I did
wipe my face because I was sweating, dude. Woo, man. Anyway, I was going to wear my Warriors long polo, but it was just too hot.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Yeah. So anyway, we're here live. If you're here live and you're here with us, please feel free to go ahead and punch in any questions, any comments, anything related to basketball. We're primarily an NBA podcast. We have some dibble and dabbling into other things like the NCAA tournament, as well as we have the summer league coming up. We have WNBA that's going to be, you know, it's kind of in full steam right now, right? And we have the Valkyries. By the way, did you see that the Valkyries right now are the highest valued franchise in the
Yeah, I saw that. 500 million
in the first year.
500 million.
That's crazy, dude.
Well, you know, right now they have the most attendance. I think they've sold – I don't know if they're completely sold out, but they've sold the most season tickets, I believe, of any franchise. You know, and so sorry, you threw me off with the Phoenix. Yeah, so that's both impressive and a little shocking. You would think that some of the championship teams that have been in the WNBA would be maybe evaluated a little higher, but I think the Steph Curry effect extends way beyond – way beyond the Golden State Warriors. I think there's some impact there.
For sure, brother. For sure. All right. So what we have here, the Suns got the first pick here. So we talked about that they actually had drafted Liam McNeely, but then they went ahead and shipped that off to Charlotte. So now, you know, with this pick, you know, we have Rashear Fleming, who hasn't been picked from the first day.
That's right? My little birdies tell me that's going to be the pick.
And that's more than likely going to be the pick, because we had other, you know, dude, I was trying to shift things around from our notes, and dude, by shifting all things around, you know, the names that we had kind of initially targeted, those were changing, right? So it was just tough to kind of keep track of all of these changes.
Yeah.
So I think Rashear Fleming is the guy that's going to be picked, but then also the center from from what's his name? From France, from Stanford. That's another guy that could
Maxime Reynaud.
Right. So he might be another guy that could be picked.
Correct.
Yeah. So.
So the Warriors pick is a little bit interesting. You know, they must have went back a little, thinking that whoever they want is going to be towards the tail end, or they want more. Yeah. They want head count. You know, they want more bodies to fill it in, which then tells me that, you know, some of the players that we fear might be leaving, like GP2 or Kevon Looney, might be coming through. They're looking for people on the bench. Yeah. So those picks will be interesting. And then the Suns are really active. You know, they are really active.
I'm amazed how active they are, man. You know, that's kudos to them, man, because they were in dire straits, right? They needed to do something. Well, you know, they did get some things for the Kevin, you know, for offloading Kevin Durant, but you know, they're wheeling and dealing, man. And like I said, kudos to them that they're making things happen, man. That's what
you're my opinion was, you know, at least for right now, we'll see what the draft pick turns into, but they got a steal. Houston got a steal. I didn't think they gave up. I mean, when you look at Desmond Bain, right, you got what, five first round picks?
Yep.
Right? Four first round picks and one pick swap, and you only get one first round pick for Kevin Durant? Yeah. Like, that doesn't, and you know, and for Jimmy Butler, you only get one first round pick for Jimmy Butler. That, I mean, obviously, Kevin Durant is older. You know, I believe he's going to be 37 this season. So that, I'm sure, comes into play, but that's a little shocking, you know, because Desmond Bane is not that, you know, even now he's not better than Kevin Durant.
No, he's not. But he's younger, right? And, you know, Kevin Durant has maybe, I would say, no more than 3 years left in his career.
Yeah.
Probably two, realistically.
You know,
he's 37 years old. You know, can he play until 38, 39? 38 for sure, right? That's what's going to happen this year. 39? I mean, he's got the game that can do it, right? It's just that, you know, he's going to start wearing down. The thing is, with older bodies comes more injuries, right? The only guy who essentially kind of goes against that is LeBron James.
You know, correct.
He's $1 million in his body every freaking year, right? And then, you know, Steph Curry, as well conditioned of an athlete he is, probably the most conditioned athlete in the NBA, honestly. He actually had an injury, you know, to his muscle in the playoffs, man.
And those three players in particular, obviously, I would argue that from a physique perspective, Kevin Durant's pretty thin, right? He's just a pretty thin guy. He's not a kind of big guy. LeBron is just a thick dude. I mean, LeBron is just he's maintained his same physique from his early years to now. Like, he's the same. And then Steph's in good shape, but he's smaller. He's just smaller than most people on the court. And, you know, obviously, I don't care how shape you are, you know, the weight of the other players are going to impact you. And as you get older, like you said, more injuries. So, you know, when I look at those three physiques, it wouldn't surprise me that LeBron is the least injured of the three, just based on the way his body is, his build.
Dude, but he has just set the standard.
How
to stay in shape, man. I mean, he's incredible. The guy's 40 years old, man, and he looks like he's not slowing down, right?
There's
a reason why he gets a lot of attention, man. You know, us Warrior fans, we can't like LeBron. We respect the hell out of LeBron, bro.
You have to
respect him. So dude, okay, what do you got as far as the clock?
Hasn't started yet. I'm looking right now and I don't see the clock has started yet.
Okay.
So I don't know what they're dilly-dallying about, but
let's go over the Phoenix Suns roster real quick, right?
Okay.
So right now we have Devin Booker, okay, as the, you know, probably point guard, although I think they need a point guard. Tyus Jones is probably going to be, you know, in there at some point. Jalen Green, okay, as a shooting guard. They have Bradley Beal. I mean, those three, I mean, it's a pretty small team right there, right? You got those three guys are on the smaller side. And then you got Dylan Brooks, kind of listed as their power forward for right now. Then you got the newly acquired Mark Williams as their center. Then you have the draft pick that they got in Kaman Malawach.
Okay, yep. He's
backing up Mark Williams now. And then, like I said, Tyus Jones is going to be backing up probably Devin Booker or vice versa.
I believe Tyus Jones is a free agent, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for right now. But for right now, it's kind of what their roster looks like right now.
Correct.
So then you got Grayson Allen, Ryan Dunn, Royce O'Neal. You got Nick Richards.
Yep.
You got, you know, I mean, it's pretty, the team's looking a lot better. Oso Iguodaro, who also played, you know, Mason Plumlee. They have, and they have a lot of duplicate guys right here. They're Colin Gillespie, Monty Morris. There's going to be some more trades going on, man. This team's got a lot of, you know, assets that I think other teams would covet. I think Grayson Allen is somebody that, you know, could be moved. He's one of the better 3-point shooters in the NBA. But they have a lot, you know, they have Dylan Brooks now, Grayson Allen, Ryan Dunn. You have Cody Martin, Royce O'Neal. They're all very similar type players, man. Right. So,
yeah. And Eddie, they got six centers on the team right now.
That's crazy, dude. Whether they got Mark Williams, Malawach, Nick Richards, Osa Ikodaro, Mason Plumlee, Bol Bol. Bol Bol's kind of a small forward type, though. Yeah.
He is, but they have him listed as a center. So, okay, we're on the clock now. So, Minnesota's on the clock.
Okay. It's actually Phoenix, right?
They still have it listed as Minnesota, which means the trade hasn't been approved by the NBA. But it has listed their proposed trade. But as of right now, it is Minnesota's pick.
It is Minnesota's pick. Well, I'm going to go ahead and keep it as Phoenix right now because
I agree. It's going to be Phoenix.
So let me go ahead and the other thing is that
Let me ask you this, Eddie.
Yeah.
In your opinion, do you think the Phoenix Suns have a better team than when they had Kevin Durant on there?
It's deeper now. I'll tell you that. It looks deeper. Right?
Deep's been the word of the day for you and me.
That's what the finals was all about, right? The two deepest teams in the NBA made it all the way, right?
Yep.
So, yeah, I would say that's probably the new trend. We were talking about the new trend that the Oklahoma City Thunder may have started here, whereas defense is now the emphasis. That where the 3-and-D guys, you know, are two-way players, those guys are going to be in high demand, right, that have high motors and can shoot, right? Because that's what the Oklahoma City Thunder can do. They can shoot. They're the new kind of template for the NBA to follow.
I would argue that maybe we could say that Boston started that template last year because they had a real similar, very defense-oriented team, had decent shooting. I think Oklahoma City Thunder shooting is superior to Boston's shooting, but they were a 3-point shooting team. So I would say that maybe Boston last year was probably, I think we got two champions in a row that are following that template. You know, defense first, depth, you know, 3-point shooting, 3-and-D guys, you know, that type of thing. So we've got two champions in a row, and I think you're right. That definitely is the formula that teams are building towards right now. But I do see in this draft in particular, I do see a significant trend on the return to the big men. You know, we had a lot of big men go this year. A lot of kind of true centers go in this draft. You know, we had Hanson Yang, who a lot of people predicted in the second round. He went, you know. Wolf went, you know. Malawach went. We had a lot of centers. And so we'll see how that works out, you know. And we had a couple of centers last year. You know, Edie. Kling Kong or whatever the hell they call him.
Donovan Klingon.
Kling Kong. No, I love that. Don't they call him Kling Kong
or something like that? Yeah, Kling Kong, yeah.
I love that freaking name, you know. you got my boy Filipowski over there. So we'll see. Maybe it's the return of the big man again, you know. The true big man.
You're right. They are making a comeback, right? I mean, but they have to do more than just kind of do the screen.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, they have to have some kind of mid-range game. They can't just be, you know, although Steven Adams kind of, defies that, right? Steven Adams, although, you know, he's just a serviceable, you know, big man that does a lot of dirty work, right? The dirty work centers still have a role in the NBA, but if you're going to be a starting center in the NBA, you have to have some kind of offensive game.
I think as a center too, you have to be able to defend the perimeter.
For sure, man. And exactly. And you know, for the big, you know, the big kind of lumbering guys, we thought Zach Edey was going to be that, right? We thought Zach Edey was going to be a lumbering guy. We were questioning if that guy was going to be good, but he changed his body, man. That dude changed his body because he had to, right? In order to play in the NBA, you have to now, right? You have to be, you know, a little bit more agile than maybe your frame, maybe when you were growing up, allowed you to be, right? You have to get here, you know, into the NBA, you're going to have to be able to defend. And defense, you need athleticism, you need desire. You need just a lot of stamina, right, in order to do that. And that's what's going to happen. And the NBA is all about that now, bro.
So, bigs that play small.
Exactly, brother. Exactly, man. So, all right. So, I guess what we can do.
The pick is coming in right now. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'll post it as soon as they announce it.
And one thing I want to tell the audience is that you have this ticker on the bottom, right? And, you know, so it is?
Rashear Fleming.
All right. Yeah. So One thing I want to point out to the audience is that last night when we were going ahead and putting, you know, the name of the team and then the name and the position and the school, we ran out of space. So I'm going to go ahead and make it simpler here. I'm just going to go ahead and put the name of the player that was drafted, and then that's it, right? No guard, no school, because I don't want to run out of space, bro, all right? So that's what you're – I just want to make everybody aware that this ticker down here, we only have 1,000 characters. This button allows only 1,000 characters to populate. And last night we had to go do two different tickers to kind of cover up to, like, the 27th pick and onward, right? Only three more picks. So I'm going to see if I can do that now by just shortening everything. I might have to change Grizz to Grizz, Grizzlies to Cat, the Cavs to Cav, you know, Knicks I put in K-N-I-C-S. Maybe, there you go. I'm saving a letter there. But anyway, I might be having to do that as we go.
Yeah. So the Phoenix Suns get another big, a 6'9 forward, you know, out of St. Joe's. Here the comps are on the board. Larry Nance Jr., who's a leaper. Brandon Bass, you know, he's defensive-oriented guy. And I think this is a good pick for them. I think, you know, Phoenix is probably on the short list of one of the winners out of this draft so far. They've done a lot, you know, and with very little, you know, I don't think they had a lot to start with in terms of picks. So, good for them.
No, I agree with you, man. I mean, they're very active, man. So I'm surprised that this Rashear Fleming slipped that far, man. I mean, he slipped a lot. My comparisons, at least the sites that I was kind of looking at, compared him to a Markieff Morris, right?
Yeah.
One of the Morris twins who they both have had long careers in the NBA. Because they can both shoot, they both defend well, you know, and they're versatile kind of players, right? They're kind of positionless type players, and that's what the GMs covet, and that's what Rashear Fleming kind of looks at, you know, that's what it looks like, right? So, all right, man. So now we got the Boston Celtics, who are now on the clock, right? So they in their first round they picked a Hugo Gonzalez out of Spain with the 28th pick.
Correct.
So let me go ahead and just change this real quick. All right. So, as far as what we put as their needs, they needed front court depth, scoring while Tatum is out, and guard depth. Right now, now what we put here is the guys that they should be targeting. So we had Yannick Konen Niederhauser, who was already picked.
Gone.
Drake Powell, who was already picked as well. The next guy we had here was Ryan Kalkbrenner out of Creighton, 7'1".
So he's still available.
He's still available. So would you say, given the roster needs that you had outlined, would you say that that's still the target that they would have?
Well, they just traded Porzingis. Al Horford is due to retire. Luke Kornet is a free agent, I believe. So I think, I think it's going to be Maxime Reynaud or Kalkbrenner. I think it's going to be one of those two players.
Okay, so I think you might be right, because I forgot about Maxime Reynaud. It just depends on who Boston thinks can fit their system better.
Correct.
Kalkbrenner, you know, I've seen him play. Kalkbrenner doesn't shoot. He's more of a defensive kind of guy.
Correct. Which is why I'm kind of leaning towards Maxime, because I think he's a little more of a comp to Porzingis, right? His comps are Brook Lopez and Rasheed Wallace, right? Which is a little more offensive oriented. So my guess is they're probably leaning a little bit more towards him.
Okay.
Because, you know, they can spread the floor. And with Kalkbrenner, that's probably going to be a little more challenging when he's on the court.
So now let's look at this current Celtics roster right now. They have Derek White. They no longer have Drew Holiday, right? So Derek White is now their point guard. They now got newly acquired Anthony Simons as their shooting guard. Then you got small forward Jaylen Brown. But we've heard rumblings that they're thinking about shopping him too, right? Then they got power forward Georges Niang. And then they have center Luke Kornet right now. With the backup being Peyton Pritchard, reigning sixth man of the year. You have Baylor Shireman, also a fellow Creighton guy who played with Ryan Kalkbrenner. We already talked about Al Horford. You know, he's probably old man. Yep. Al Horford is ready to retire. And then you got Sam Hauser, right? And then newly acquired Hugo Gonzalez. So this team definitely needs some help. I mean, that whole Jason Tatum injury just screwed up their plans. And
the pick is in. The pick is in already.
I knew this was going to go a lot faster, bro. I knew it.
All right.
Yeah, so So, who, dude, we didn't even. So, are we saying you're saying Maxine?
Yeah, that's it. But we're both wrong.
Are you serious?
Yeah, they went with Noah Penda.
Noah Penda.
Yeah, a forward. Six,
we did
eight
not
forward.
See that one at all, bro.
Look at those comps. Boris Dia. Oh, man, that guy had. That guy still gives me nightmares. Dude. And Thabo Sefolosha.
Damn. All right. That's yeah, you know, so if he's being compared to both these guys, that's telling me that he's a decent defensive player.
He's an IQ player, right? You know, knows how to play the court, which probably tells me his athleticism is not as on the high side, but he knows how to play. So,
that's cool, man. That's cool. Yeah. And just looking at that body, dude, he looks like, man, that's a pretty big NBA body right there, bro.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. So at 225, 6'8", that's a big size. That's a big kid right there, man.
Yep.
So we'll see, man. We'll see what happens, man. But not hey, Boston needs a lot of help. I would say that Boston's probably not done in trying to do something in this draft, although this is their last pick. But, you know, they can trade. They can make other trades, right, to get back in, right? Or even buy a draft pick, right?
There's been a lot of movement already, which, you know, no reason why there wouldn't be more.
Right, right. All right, bro. So now the next pick that we have on the docket, I believe, is the Charlotte Hornets. This is assuming that no trades have happened, but that's what I have here as the Charlotte Hornets are next on the clock. At 33. I have 33. Because they have back-to-back picks, man. That's why.
Correct.
Yeah, they have back-to-back picks.
Back-to-back picks.
Right. So let me go ahead and see what we have as far as. So in the first round, they picked up Con Knupel, right? I think that was one that I called. Surprisingly called that one, right? But anyway, so they have two. The next two picks are going to be the Charlotte Hornets. Currently, right now, their starters are LaMelo Ball. I had Mark Williams in there initially, but he's now gone. We have Miles Bridges, Brandon Miller, Josh Green. Rotation being Grant Williams, Tijani Salwan, Jusuf Nurkić, and Seth Curry. The guy that we put here was Ryan Kalkbrenner. So it's either going to be the same two, right? I mean,
And this is before they traded Mark Williams and a couple of other things. So yeah, they need a center.
They need
and
a center. So it's either going to be your boy.
One of these two will be a center.
Yeah, it's either going to be your boy from Stanford or Ryan Kalkbrenner. That is my call. So,
correct.
And I think but the thing is, you know, the Charlotte Hornets, they had Nick Richards and Mark Williams, who were both very similar in style. Mark Williams was probably a better offensive player overall, and he could shoot the three every now and then, but so I would probably put Ryan Kalkbrenner more in the mold of a Nick Richards, and I would put your boy, Maxine, the guy from Stanford being more like Mark Williams. So I think Mark Williams is a better fit. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's probably going to be your boy from Stanford, man.
Okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's what I think. So.
Okay. All right. All right. I was kind of leaning towards, you know, for me, given the Hornets, you know, maybe you want a little bit of more defense, which maybe would lean you towards Kalkbrenner, but we'll see.
But they might get him back to back, man. They might just take those.
Yeah, they might. I mean, that might be, I mean, you know, they still, Adoo Thiro is still out there, which they could use for another pick. That's another forward. You know, they're pretty deep at guard now with Liam McNeely and Con Knupel on that team. So they're pretty full at guard. So maybe Adoo Thiro and one of the two centers
Another guy that's kind of around there that I've seen is Chaz Lanier of Tennessee's shooting guard. He's a 6'5", 206 guy who has a really good shot and
correct.
Can get really hot real quick. You know, the GMs like players like that still, you know, even though there's a trend that's kind of changing in the NBA, that kind of moving away from the Warriors kind of model, you know, shooting still matters in the NBA, man. And
if you
have a really good shooter, man, why not take him, right? And this guy's a pretty big size, 6'5", 206. That's Chaz Lanier of Tennessee. So that's another, another option they could consider rather than doing back-to-back, you know, centers that we think they might do here.
I'm going to go with Thoreau, though, as a forward, right? And then one of those two centers, I'm thinking.
Okay, so you're going to go Adoo Thiro or Maxine or Kalkbrenner.
No, then that's one pick, and then Renault or Kalkbrenner is the other pick.
Okay.
And if you want to go a little more defense, you go Kalkbrenner. If you want to go a little more offense, you go Maxine Renault.
Yep. And, you know, I'm surprised that they're still sitting on this thing. You know, it's Dude, right now we're 30 minutes into it, right? Yep. But, you know, it just started maybe like 5 minutes ago, right? So, I predict we're going to be here probably 2 hours and 15 minutes max now.
Okay.
Because it seems to be moving, bro. We'll see. But it all can come to a screeching halt if there's trades going on here, man.
Yep.
So, dude, what's going on, man? How was your day, man? You've been crazy.
Good. Just busy. You know, just keeping busy. As everyone knows here, this isn't our day job. We have day jobs, so just trying to do that.
Balance it. You're trying to balance everything, bro.
Yeah, it gets a little tiring, and then plus my wife and oldest daughter are in New York. They're spending a couple of weeks in New York. Just spending some time together, some quality mother daughter time. And
cool, man.
Now there's a heat wave in New York. So for you New Yorkers or East Coast, I know that it's getting pretty warm over there. So
there's a big time heat wave going on across the eastern part of the United States, man. And I know a lot of people are scrambling to find, you know,
places.
So they already made it.
Yes. Yep. And no surprise, we're wrong again.
Are you serious?
I'll give it to this. They took a Duke guy.
Oh, they took the point guard.
Yep.
Did they really?
Yes, they did.
All right.
Yes, they did.
Zion James, dude. That's interesting.
Hey, those are some good comps right there.
Yeah, it's DeAnthony Melton, Davis, Colwell Pope. I mean, so he's a decent player, man.
Do you think this is any type of message to LaMelo?
Ooh. Well, you know, there have been some rumors about LaMelo being traded, right?
Yep.
LaMelo's a very good player. He is. A lot better than I actually thought he would be, honestly, because, you know, my brother-in-law, he's Mr. UCLA.
Yeah.
And you know, the UCLA folks, I know there's probably UCLA Bruin folks that are listening in on this thing, but dude, I gotta tell you, man, I've been around a lot of UCLA Bruin people. Dude, they love their players. We're talking like love their players.
Yeah, I hear
you. So much that it's kind of, you know, it's just kind of like irrational a little bit sometimes, bro. It's like, right? You know? So, I mean, you know, he was telling me before LaMelo Ball, and by the way, UCLA claims LaMelo Ball.
Yeah.
He committed but never went there, right?
Yeah, all right.
They claim him, and he was telling me that, dude, this guy LaMelo Ball is supposed to be better than Lonzo Ball, you know, and he's supposed to be the next coming, like the next player that's going to be a badass in the NBA. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. Because, you know, you ignore the banter when it comes to the UCLA Bruin folks, right? They're just very into their players. But, dude, he was kind of right, you know, because I told you I lost this bet. I've already lost this bet because, you know, I picked James Wiseman before the whole, you know, their seasons began. And he picked LaMelo Ball, and he was being the homer because it's UCLA. You know, we bet a $500 minimum bottle of scotch or bourbon. And, you know, at the end of their careers, who's going to be considered the better player? And right now, James Wiseman is not even on a team, bro. So I might have already lost.
It's not close. But you know what I would argue is I would classify LaMelo as a very electric player.
Yep.
He's a very attractive player, but I don't know if I'd say he's all that good. He's a serviceable player. He's a very good distributor. He's an electric player, but right now it's hard to tell. He's been injured a lot. His team has not managed to find a way to make his team better, you know. He's pretty good. Yeah. I don't know if I'd go like really good, right? Like out of those three picks, you know, Anthony Edwards was clearing away the best player that you could have picked out of those three, you know, which kind of was the argument, right? Which of those three would you take? But yeah, that's kind of my read on LaMelo. I think to me, if you had them both fully healthy, I think I'd still take Lonzo over LaMelo.
You know, I think Lonzo is a hell of a good player, man.
Yeah,
I think so too. Honestly, I really like the way that guy plays D, and he's a really good playmaker, man.
Yeah.
His defense is really good. That's where LaMelo lacks. He doesn't play. He doesn't have the defense like Lonzo has. LaMelo's a better offensive player from a shooting standpoint because his shot is not broken or wasn't broken when he came. Like, where Lonzo was ugly, bro.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Yeah, is there a pick in that 10?
No, not yet. Now we're on commercial break. So.
Oh, okay. Because
but it's another Charlotte pick. So they better go big here, man. Because I don't know what they're planning to do. They don't have very many centers on the team.
Yeah,
you got Nurkic.
They have to, man. They have to go. And I just forgot to change because Charlotte, you know, it's back to back. But you know, this came via a lot of different teams. How they got here, right?
Yeah.
So you know, Spurs, Suns, Grizzlies, Pelicans. They are all involved in getting Charlotte this pick here. But I'll tell you, Brandon Miller is a player, man. That dude is a good. I mean, he's like 6'10", can shoot. He's long defense. You know, he's also a very good defensive player. But he got hurt. I think they have a keeper in that guy. I think you know they're probably gonna build around that guy. You know, moving forward.
Yep.
But LaMelo, I mean, Zion James, man. Maybe they, you know, we'll see. Zion James, Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges is, like we talked about it last night, he's more of an offensive-oriented player. He's not really a defensive-minded guy, but he can play it in spurts. But this team just needs, you know, a lot of defensive-minded players, man. That's
yeah.
what we really need, dude.
Yeah.
Zion James is right in that avenue right there, right? I mean, that's where he's
going. Yep, and to me, that's why I'm leaning more towards Cockrunner, right? He's more of a defensive-oriented player. I just think that, you know, you and I have had many conversations around this, and if I get an equally talented player both offensively and defensively, I'm gonna lean towards the defensive guy. Because in my experience, historically, it has been easier to teach a defensive guy to play offense than the other way around. That's not true in all cases, right? Like Jordan was mostly an offensive player, and he obviously is one of the greatest defensive guards in the history of the NBA. So there are exceptions, but it just does seem like it's an easier pickup for defensive players, you know, to start thinking of their own shot, and then they're just pretty well balanced. So,
yeah, I mean, that is definitely the way things are trending, right? I mean,
yeah.
The poster child for that, and I think, you know, that's when all this whole kind of trend started happening, is, you know, Kawhi Leonard, Jimmy Butler, right? You have Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who kind of was in that mold too, because he's a very defensive-minded guy. He came out of Kentucky.
Yep.
He's a very defensive-minded guy. Yep. His offense just became very, very good because he was nothing like this in his first couple years. But that guy has emerged to be – he's brought back the mid-range, bro. He is like king.
Yep, mid-range. He has.
Oh, we got it right. Ryan Cockrell.
Yeah, we got Cockrell.
I think he has taken the crown as being king of the mid-range over DeMar DeRozan. That's my call, bro. I think he's taken over.
He doesn't play exactly the same, and I didn't watch all of his career, but SGA for some reason reminds me of George Gervin. Just kind of the smoothness, you know, like Jamal Wilkes used to be, like, you know, like they just kind of Alex English type guy. Like they're just kind of smooth. Everything is just smooth.
Yeah.
You know, and they look like they're moving slower than everybody else, but yet no one can catch them. You know, kind of feel like I don't understand the physics of that, but that's what it looks like.
He is so herky jerky, man.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah, but it doesn't. It's like it's not rough though. It's just kind of everything's like you know.
Yeah.
Smooth way, you know.
Very,
how did you get there? Why did somebody block him?
He's so unique in that. Yeah. I don't see anybody else doing it like him. But
yeah, not anymore. That's definitely a 70s type player. Kind of style.
Skill set, right? But, yeah, I mean, it's like, now he's just got to do the finger roll, just like the Iceman, right? That's what you want.
Yeah, that would be crazy.
Yeah. But, dude, that dude is a hell of a player, man. I mean, you know, he's probably in line for at least one more MVP in the next 3 years, man.
I would agree. And now, you know, they're the target now, so we'll see how they do this upcoming season. We haven't had a back-to-back champion, I believe, since the Warriors did it in 17-18 or whatever, yeah, or whatever that was, whatever year. My years are running together, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, no, I hear you, bro. I hear you.
All right. So we got the Sixers on the clock now.
Yep. All right, man. So we got the Sixers. We can go ahead and probably take Ryan Cockbrenner so we don't hide your face with my little caption there, man. So the 76ers here. So, all right, man. So as far as their team needs, where are they, man? You know, I had them here, you know, a while ago. Let me, here we go. I think I got them here. So we have the Sixers. They picked a VJ Edgecombe, which was a guy that you selected. You thought that they were going to go ahead and do that.
Yep.
They need a center. They need a forward. They need depth, and they definitely need help, health for sure. So
yeah.
Yeah.
But that one's harder to get.
Yeah. So, but as far as, you know, at this pick, you know, we had, you know, now again, I didn't switch things around, but what, you know, the guys that we had were Adu Thiero and Cyan James. Now, Cyan James is now out, right?
That was kind of offset by the pickup of VJ Edgecombe too.
Yeah. You're right. So who do you think? Do you think it's still going to be, you think it's going to be somebody else and not going to be a Thiero anymore?
No, I think it might be Thiero. They still need, you know, I think I'd go with Thiero at this point. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, as far as the roster, man, we got Tyrese Maxey, now newly acquired VJ Edgecombe. Then we have PG-13, the mush, all right?
The mush.
Justin Edwards, and then we have Joel Embiid. Then we have, coming off the bench, we have Jared Butler, Quentin Grimes, who actually showed out this year, man. That dude played well, dude. Kelly Oubre, the Tsunami Papi. Dude, is that dude Hispanic, dude? He's calling himself Papi. I'm like, he kind of looks like he could be, but I think he's Louisiana.
Nah, I don't think
Louisiana.
So. I don't think so.
Going with that name, yeah. But anyway, Gershon Yabusele, Kyle Lowry, Jared McCain, who was a really good player.
Yeah, I liked him.
Before he got hurt. They got Ricky Council. They have Adem Bona. They have Andre Drummond, Eric Gordon, Lonnie Walker. So they have, you know, players, but they're not star quality players. They're all kind of rotational, right? This team is
Correct.
A total rebuild right now, man. You know, do you think Joel Embiid, do you think they're going to go ahead and try and trade him?
Dude, this is the problem with these players. Like, they should trade him, but they're not going to get anything back, or they're not going to get what he's worth back. You know, yeah, if I'm them, I'm moving on. Yeah. I'm moving on for a variety of reasons. I think, you know, first of all, Philadelphia is a rough city to play for, you know, if they don't feel like you're fighting to play, they're going to judge you. And that's already shown his face between Embiid and the crowd, right? Embiid's already been a little defensive around that.
Yeah.
You know, he's got a long history of being injured. You know, he's a super talented player. I mean,
if that guy
was healthy, you know, him and Joker would have been MVPs back and forth probably for a couple of years there, but he can't stay healthy. And yeah, to me, I'd move on. I'd take, you know, whatever I can for him. Find a team that needs a center. You know, I hate to say it, but, you know, like, if I'm the Lakers, I'm like, what does it take to get this guy?
I think they should trade him, honestly. They just need to, I mean, unfortunately, they're going to get, you know, dimes on the dollar now.
Yeah, they are.
So, hey, my boy, Will McGee. What's up, Will? Hey, thanks for listening, man. So it says, you guys need a staff. We do have a staff. It's just that
Tartel. You know, I love it.
And the Tartel. Right. I have to, you know, I'm going to start biting that towel, bro.
Where's my Stacey Ogman shirt? My Greg Anthony shirt.
And, you know, for the new school who have no idea who Tark is, that's a Jerry Tarkanian, who used to be the Running Rebels of UNLV head coach
back in
the 80s and 90s. And this guy was munching on a towel because he was always nervous. A white towel and just munching. Yeah. They call him Tark the Shark because he was having shark, you know, doing this. He's always fighting on that towel. Hey, thanks. You gave me a great idea. Dude, I might have to do that. Let me see if I can pull out a towel right now, bro.
There you go. You look just like him, dude. Oh, my goodness. You look just like him.
So we got the next we got another comment here. Mr. Gay, Guillermo chimes in. Hearing Nico's trading Flag for Zion to pair him with AD and complete the all-glass Avengers. Nice. Pelicans tossing in some cheeseburger to seal the deal. Nice, Guillermo. Nice.
I like that. So the
Johnny Broom.
Johnny Broom.
That is a surprise. Wow.
Yes.
And
look at that comp. That's quite the comp.
Yeah. And by the way, you know, Jalen Williams, who plays for the Thunder.
Yeah,
you know he's the only Vietnamese player in NBA history.
I did not know that.
He's part Vietnamese. So,
wow.
Yeah. So that was a little trivia for you. He's a Vietnamese. Because I looked at him like, you know, he looks kind of Asian. He's got to be Asian because he looks kind of like he'd be Asian, right?
Yeah.
You know, growing up in the Bay Area, do we know, bro? Right? We just know, and I could tell. And sure enough, I looked it up, and He's the only Vietnamese player to ever play in the NBA. I think his mom was is Vietnamese. So, all right,
awesome,
dude.
Awesome.
Yeah, for sure. All right, man. So now,
Johnny Broome, yeah. Jalen.
Hey, this is a big player. Did you see this guy in the tournament? This guy is
a little bit. Yeah,
he's got some game, man. He's got some game. He's a big body dude, right? He's kind of like Barkley-ish, right? Kind of Barkley-esque. You know, he's kind of that kind of mold. Although he doesn't have the same athleticism as Barkley, but the same size. You know, he's kind of
significantly taller than Barkley. That's for sure.
Yeah. And dude, but Barkley was a beast. Dude, at 6'4", he was a beast. And he was the best player to ever come out of Auburn, dude.
If you never looked at his height, you'd be shocked that he was only 6'4".
You know, yeah.
I mean, he's 6'4". He played like Zion, easily like Zion.
Dude, you know what? But dude, he's a hater, dude. He hates the Warriors, dude.
He does hate the Warriors.
He's a hater, dude. He's a hater.
You know, with me, I got a golden rule. If you make me laugh,
then you're okay. He makes me laugh, dude.
So, yeah. You know, if you make me laugh, I'll give you a pass. But I agree with you, the Warriors.
Because another guy that I hated until he came onto TNT was Shaq.
Yeah.
God, I hated him. And I hated him only because of, like, the refs just favored him all the freaking time, dude.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, they're always kind of saying, oh, he's the hardest guy to, like, you know, call a game on because he's so freaking big. Yeah, but dude, just, you know, every time he'd go in and just bully somebody, he'd get a foul on him, dude. It's like, man, sometimes he's charging, bro. I mean, today's refs would be calling a charge almost all the time with freaking Shaq, right? So,
yep.
But then when I saw his personality on TNT, you know, because during the time when he was playing for the Lakers and the Heat, a lot of people were calling out, like, you know, that he's just a like, great teammate. He's a funny guy. And I'm like, come on, man, really? And then you're seeing it when you see, like, you know, right now. So I get you, man. So when you see guys that make you laugh, it changes your whole perspective on these guys.
Dude, there was a story. I don't know who was telling it, but there was like when he was playing for the Lakers, there was a practice, you know, or whatever. He walks out to the court butt naked, dude. He's just walking around the court butt naked on the – and I'm just like freaking – that must be – and, you know, he's like, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Right, like, right. All right, dude. Hey, we got another question here. It says Wego Escard says, do you think that Nick Twin Eagle Pfeiffer out of Illinois will go late this round? Since he signed with power agent Randy Dieter, his name has been floating around. Hey, man, maybe the Warriors take this guy, man, if he's that good, man. Right? Get him at 52 and 59. You never know.
This is a joke, Eddie. I think this is a joke.
It probably is, but hey, you never know, right? He could go undrafted and signed. Has been an undrafted player, a la Fred VanVleet, who have actually turned out to be a good player, right?
So, yeah.
All right, so here we go.
Gotta pick the Brooklyn Nets have taken Adu Thiroux.
Wow, and we didn't even go over the Brooklyn Nets.
No, dude, it's like some of these are going quicker than.
So wait, that was
supposed to be Minnesota. A little longer.
Wasn't that supposed to be Minnesota's pick?
I got it here listed as Brooklyn right now.
Okay, it was supposed to. Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and put Minnesota for right now just so I can go ahead and update this thing. You know, he's at 36.
Yeah, the board is showing Brooklyn.
Okay, so I'll just go ahead and change it to Brooklyn. Nets, and then it's Adu Thiroux. All right. Dude, that guy slipped, man. I mean.
Yeah, I'm watching his highlights right here, Eddie. I'm liking it. He's a big presence.
Yeah, well, we'll see, man. All right, man. So I think I'm getting by without Big John. I think I'm doing all right, man.
All right.
I'm kind of proud of myself, bro, that we're doing this as a two-man operation. Not bad, brother. We're doing all right.
Big John's in the East Coast. He's cranking up his AC.
Yeah, dude. And, you know, Will, he said that I needed to go ahead and get a staff. Well, I got my Tartel again.
Oh, there you go. Ah.
All right, bro.
All right. You're hilarious. Where's Grandma at?
I don't know. Speaking of Tark the Shark, who is the best player to come out of – by the way, so we have the Detroit Pistons now on the clock. Is that correct? Is that what's showing up on your end? Making sure there's
Yes, sir. Yep, Detroit Pistons. Yep.
All right. So speaking of UNLV running Rebels, who would you say was the best player to come out of that program? Speaking of Tark the Shark, who was the best player to come out of that? Would you say – okay, well, yes. The candidates are Stacey Augmon, right? Yes. Plastic Man. We have Grandmama Larry Johnson.
Yep. Dude, Greg Anthony.
Dude, we have Greg Anthony.
Correct.
We have Anthony Bennett. Remember Anthony Bennett?
Yeah, I don't think he qualifies for Auburn.
We had George Ackles. Remember George Ackles?
Yeah.
Anderson Hunt. Okay. We also have Montrezl Harrell. Montrezl Harrell, right?
Yes. I remember you were so upset that we got Looney instead of Montrezl Harrell.
Yes.
And for the first two seasons, you were correct. And every season after that, you've been wrong.
No, I agree with you, man. The Warriors changed Kevon Looney's game, dude. They molded him to be a different player than he was intended to be, because the comparisons of him were closer to freaking Kevin Durant than anything.
Correct. Correct.
And you see his game right now, he does not even resemble anything.
No, not at all.
A hundredth of Kevin Durant, right?
Not at all. So, but I will tell you, in the case of Looney, I think they did him a favor. He had some leg injuries. He had some hip injuries. I don't think he was ever going to be – just his body would not allow him to be a Kevin Durant-type player. So the fact that he kind of focused on this aspect, and kudos to him, you know. And, you know, like there's a lot of – you know, obviously this whole Jonathan Kuminga thing, at least in the Bay Area, that's a hot topic, right? Kuminga's commented that he wants to be a star somewhere. Yep. You know, there's been a lot of arguments back and forth, and the Warriors want Kuminga to do some of the things that they need him to do, like Looney has done.
Right.
And, you know, and so there's a lot of, you know, I'm conflicted in those type of situations. Do you ask the player to be something that they're not?
Right.
Do you try to set up the system so they can flourish as to what they do well? You know, it's just so hard to do. But for those of us, for anybody who's ever followed a team for 30 years and always lost, you know, you understand how hard it is to be a champion, how hard it is to be good. And to me, I find it really hard to blame the Warriors for taking as full advantage as they can to get a player like Curry, because – we may never see anybody close to that in the Warriors uniform ever again, you know.
No, and I agree with you.
When I look at someone like, you know, like Kuminga, I'm like, yeah, he's okay, you know, but is he transcendent? Is he? If he was, I'm of the belief that no matter what system you're in, it shows, man. If you're a star, it shows.
You'll
figure it out. And right now, he's just very one-dimensional. He's a very one-dimensional player. He doesn't rebound well for his position. He's not a particularly good passer. He is very athletic. He jumps very high. Like he's a very downhill attack type player. I give him that. But everything else he needs to improve on. And so for me, you know, it's hard for me to just kind of blame anybody or whatever. And Kevon Looney is kind of that, which was started this conversation. You know, he was a more dynamic offensive player when he joined the Warriors. You know, and now he's not
a shadow of that, dude.
You know, he is a shadow of
big
that.
Big time shadow of that.
Yeah, but to me, I look at him and I go, you know, he made the most of his career. Because I don't think given his body, I mean, he's had, I think, a hip surgery, a lower leg surgery.
He had neuropathy too, man.
Yeah, exactly. He was never gonna be that Durant guy.
Yep. No, I hear
you. Got a question here.
We got Guillermo. It says Larry Johnson or Sean Marion. LJ won it all in college. The Matrix won it all in the NBA. One brought swagger, the other brought rings. I can't decide.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, if you're talking NBA career, Sean Marion. I've always been a Stacey Augmon fan. He's kind of one of those guys that had Grandmama was probably the most recognizable face out of all of those, right? Everyone knew about the grand. If you're old enough, Grandmama was the commercials that he used to do for Nike, right? Yep. He'd play like a grandma, and he'd come out on the court and dunk on your dome, and you're like, what the hell's going on? A grandma's dunking on me. But that was kind of his bit. But Stacey Augmon, to me, was always the kind of player I looked at, and I'm like, you know, he's a solid, solid kind of player, you know?
For sure. He would be able to play in today's NBA.
Yeah, correct.
And by the way, Larry Johnson, we had an episode. I forgot what episode number it was, but he actually was one of our all-time overrated players in the NBA, in NBA history was Larry Johnson. That was one of our candidates as one of the most overrated, because we thought the market that where he played, New York, they were the ones who gave him the grandmama moniker.
Yep.
And marketed the crap out of that guy, right? And he turned out to be a decent player. He wasn't like, whoa, but this, you know, the New York media hyped him up, man. So
We missed a pick here, Eddie.
So all this, we got all Pistons.
No, yeah, the Pistons have picked Chaz Lanier.
Oh, okay, so let's – all right, we were just yapping away, bro. All right,
yeah,
so,
we're yapping away, and that's all good, man.
Yeah, yeah, this part of it, man. Okay, so we have Chaz Lanier at what, number 36?
37, Detroit.
Oh, that's right, Detroit. So we have Chaz Lanier out of
– Yep, comes from Malik Beasley, 6'4 guard out of Tennessee.
Okay, so now we got –
Yep, and now we're on to the next pick. Give me a second.
So we have 38, so we have the Indiana Pacers. All right, let's go ahead and just
– No, 38 is in as well.
Is it really?
Yeah, I told you, we're a little – we fell a little behind here.
All right, man. All right, so we got Indiana Pacers.
Yep, Cam Jones. They went with Cam Jones.
Cam Jones, man. Wow. Yeah. Dude, this is not going as we thought, man.
Yeah, and look at that comp, Dante DiVincenzo.
Dang, man. All right. Let's see. 38. Let me just go ahead. Cam Jones. All right. All right. So now, okay, just so keep me honest. Is it the Raptors now, right?
Yeah, it'll be the Toronto Raptors at 39.
All right. Let's go ahead before we start bantering. Let's cover the stuff that we should be covering before the pick is made, right?
Yep.
So, all right. So let me go ahead and do that first. So now the Toronto Raptors. So their first round pick was Colin Murray-Boyles. They were the number 9 pick out of South Carolina. They were the 11th seed and with the 30-52 record. What we said their roster needed was wing defenders, point guard, and front court depth. That's essentially everything, brother. All right, that's essentially everything. So, but as far as their roster, isn't as bad. Dude, their roster is actually not bad. Okay.
No, it's not bad.
So we have Emmanuel Quickley as their point guard. We have shooting guard, maybe slash small forward, Brandon Ingram. Then we have R.J. Barrett. Then you have Scotty Barnes. And then Jakob Poeltl. I mean, that starting five is not bad, man. All right?
Not bad. Not bad.
Right? And then we got Harry Grady Dick. And then we got Jamal Shedd.
Grady. It's Grady. Don't call me. It's Grady.
Yeah, don't call me. Yeah, you know what I mean. Yeah, you know what I mean. But anyway. Ochai Agbaji. Now they got the Colin Murray Boyles. Jonathan Mwako out of USF out of here representing San Francisco, right?
Yeah, there you go, USF, baby.
Yeah, then we got Jacoby Walter. And then we got, other guys, like that are not very well known. Ulrich Chomchi, he was drafted last year, didn't get really much playing time. They had Colin Castleton, who's another backup center, played for the Lakers, I think, a year or two. And then Jameson Battle. So, A.J. Lawson. So they have a bunch. Their starting five is legit. Their starting five is good. It's
good,
right? Then you got Colin Murray-Boyles to kind of be maybe their sixth or seventh guy. You have Jamal Shedd and then Grady Dick and then Ochai Agbaji. Dude, I mean, we can't say his name, dude.
It's the way you say it with the emphasis on the second player, like making me laugh, dude.
I'm sorry, bro. All right, man. So
I'm thinking maybe a backup center here.
So who we picked here, I'll tell you who we had. Who we targeted was Hanson Yang, gone. Cam Jones, now gone. Then we had Jameer Watkins out of Florida State.
He's still on.
That's who we actually had, and he's still on the board. So what you say, man? So I'll tell other guys that I see around here. Tyrese Proctor out of Duke is another guy. He's a point guard. He was one of their backup point guards. Then you have Kobe Brea.
Yep.
That's another guy. Then Rocco Zakarski.
Rocco Zakarski, yeah.
He's 7'4", 257 pounds, man. All right? So that dude is a mountain of a dude right there. That's a big dude, right? That's Wemby size and height with freaking 257 pounds. Man, that's a big dude. So those are the three guys that I have here. Your boy, too, Bogo Markovic.
Bogo, my boy.
Bogo was another guy. I like that nickname, Bogo. That's what they're going to call him anyway, dude. His name is Bokoljub. Bokoljub. Markovic. So, yeah, man, hey, the Euros are in the league, dude, and they're dominating, man. So, we shall see. All right, what say you, man? Who you calling, man?
Man, he's dropped a lot. I mean, a lot. Maxime Raynaud, we've been talking about him, like, a lot.
I know. He has dropped.
He's dropped a lot. There's a guy, Hunter Salas, 6'5", out of Wake Forest.
Okay.
Alex Tuhi, I think he's from Australia. He's a guy that was actually pegged for the Warriors at 41, which they're not there anymore. Yep. I'm going to go with Reynald. I'm looking at the depth chart here. You know, Jakob Poeltl is the starter. You know, Mogbo could be the second there, but I'm going to go with Reynald. I mean, the guy's dropped a lot. He's a value pick at this point.
I agree with you, but I'm going to go Bogo, bro. That's what I'm picking.
All right, you're going to go Bogo. All right, well, here we go. The picks. The pick's about to be announced here.
Oh, is it really? All right. So watch us both be wrong. Dude, you know, I got to go back to see how many we picked right and wrong, dude, because, you know, there's been a lot of surprise. In the first round, we did okay. I was actually trying to do all that before we got on today's show. But, dude, after all these changes that were going on, I kind of ran out of time to be able to kind of just keeping up with what happened, right? I wanted to go back and kind of keep track of who's Elijah Martin. All right.
Florida. Dude. Yep.
Dude, we had
another DeAnthony Melton comp. Derrick Jones Jr. comp.
Wow.
They're trying to get more guards.
All right. Well.
They're a little heavy on the guards, but okay.
Yeah, they are. They are. I agree.
I mean, you know, I guess you could argue, is Emmanuel Quickly a true point guard? You know, I don't know, but maybe this guy's a true point, but they don't got him. Yeah.
Dude, there's another DeAnthony Melton comparison. There's been a few of them.
Hopefully that comparison doesn't mean they get hurt all the time.
Correct. But DeAnthony Melton's going to be the first guy, one of the first guys that's going to be signed as a free agent, dude. Assuming that his back problems are behind him.
Because
if his injuries are still there, then he's not going to be the first free agent signed. You know, we had, you know, DeAnthony Melton, and then there was another guy that we always saw. We always picked, you know, certain guys over and over again. I forgot who it was. I'm just trying to pick, you know, trying to see if I can remember. But, DeAnthony Melton is definitely somebody that, you know, most people are going to like trying to sign because he's just valuable, man. He's a two-way player. That's what people want.
Yeah, now we got the Wizards on the clock. I almost said the Bullets. How old am I? The Wizards. The Wizards are on the clock here.
That's politically incorrect, brother. You can't
say that. I know. Right? Well, I don't know if it is, or don't get me started on that. I don't want
to. All right, bro. So here's what we got, man. So the Wizards, they had the number 6 pick, and they had Trey Johnson in the first round. And
correct.
The 15th pick, they got Walter Clayton traded to them. Oh, they actually traded it to Utah. Okay. So they traded that pick of Walter Clayton to Utah. So now with the 40th pick, the guys that we actually had put on here were Cam Jones, already gone, and then Michael Rusic out of Croatia, 7 foot, 221-pound guy. He compares to Ersan Ilyasova. Remember that dude?
Yep, I remember him.
So, and by the way, we had indicated that these guys were highly unlikely to do any trades, and lo and behold, we were wrong. All right, so they did make a trade. Now, as far as starters on their team, we have Malcolm Brogdon, we have C.J. McCollum, Justin Champagne, Alex Saar, Bilal Coulibaly. Then we have
Bob Carrington,
Keyshawn George, Corey Kispert, Jonas Valanciunas. That pretty much rounds out the rotation. So given that we pretty much said they just needed a complete overhaul. They just need an identity. So they're just going to pick the best players available right now.
I agree. So, I'm smelling a forward here, though.
Okay. So we have a power forward, Michael Rusic, as the guy that we had targeted.
Yep.
So let's go ahead and see if we are right. Now, as far as, you know, what I see, as far as guys that I see, so I have Rocco Zakarski again, who's in that range, right?
Yep.
But he's a center. Kobe Brea out of Kentucky, 6'7", 202 pounds. Say this guy's a really good shooter. He has good size. But because of his three-point shooting, he's going to get a look in the NBA because of his three-point shot. So Kobe Brea is somebody – you know, shooters are always going to have a job in the NBA, bro, right? As long as they can do something else decently. They can't just be a sieve out there on defense. They have to be able to do something. Tyrese Proctor is another name that's up here. And then your boy Bogo Markovic. Right?
I'm pulling one here out of the hat here.
Go for it.
Because they've been – the picks here have been all over. I'm going to go with Eric Dixon out of Villanova.
Eric Dixon.
Correct. That's
okay, I'm going to go Bogo again, bro.
Go Bogo again. All right.
Bogo again. Eventually, I'm going to get Bogo right, dude.
Eventually, you'll get Bogo right. Correctly. That's right.
So, anyway.
If you keep saying it, eventually it'll
come. It's eventually going to happen, man, right? So, for sure.
Dude, right. I hope they pick Eric Dixon because I got to show you this picture I got. It's like, dude, this dude is scary.
Like big? Or like,
yeah.
He's a
this
big dude.
I don't know if it's this picture that I got, but this dude looks like, get out of my way, bro.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah. He looks, yeah. He's
like, is it like the Charles Haley encounter that you had back in the day, bro?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit. Well, he's 6'8", 259, bro.
Dang.
Yeah.
That's a big dude.
Yeah, his comps are Julius Randle.
Okay.
And Glenn Big Baby Davis.
Oh, man, that dude.
Those are his comps, dude. So we'll see. He's got a 3-point stroke, and it says he's a downhill attacker. My guess is his defense is probably not all that great. But, dude, this dude looks like a weapon, bro. I'm going to tell you that right now. I mean, like, if I look like that, I wouldn't put on a shirt on ever. I'd be like, what's up? You want some?
Hey, turn him into an MMA player, MMA fighter, man.
Dude, this dude, yeah. You got like James, at some point.
Just like James Johnson. Johnson of the Pacers, man. That guy could be a pro MMA fighter right now.
Yes. Right? Scary man. Correct. Yeah,
he is, man. I mean, he's like, and his whole family's like black belts, dude.
Mm-mm. You don't want none of that.
Exactly. There's no, and dude, I've seen footage of him, you know, of players that, you know, he gets bumped into. And as soon as they recognize who he is, they're like, I'm out.
Oh, thanks. No.
No, thanks.
That's like how, like, Terry Cummings used to be back in the day, right?
You'd
be
Or Charles Oakley.
Yeah.
Charles
Oakley. Like, nope.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. The pick is in. I'm going with dude Eric. Come on, let it be Eric Dixon, dude. Come on.
So this is Toronto Raptors, right?
This is the Washington Wizards.
We forgot to change it, man. Shoot. All right.
Oh, no. We're again wrong.
Are you serious?
Yeah, we've been wrong so much.
So it was New Orleans Pelicans pick, though, wasn't it?
Well, here it's listed as Washington.
Oh, shoot, man. See, all these changes, man, they messed me up, man. So, all right. So I'm going to go ahead and put down Washington, even though it says the Pelicans. But I'm going to go ahead and do that. That's his number. This is the Wizards. That's right. I was reading the Wizards anyway. I just kind of messed up here somewhere. So we have – who's the guy, bro?
Pick is in. Here it is.
Oh.
Mr. Micah Peavy out of Georgetown.
Interesting, dude. I mean, he's nowhere on my list at all, dude.
So now that the format's a little different, I was trying to pull people from different areas now.
Wow.
Yeah, so they went.
All right, man. So wait, real quick. Now we have 41. It's the Phoenix Suns, right?
That's correct. But right now it's still listed as the Warriors. But if that trade, I mean, again, I don't know. You know, this was a proposed trade here. This pick that should go to the Pelicans. So this is probably the Pelicans pick.
Okay.
So the way that they're showing it on the TV is they're showing who the pick is.
So this is the Pelicans.
Yeah,
right?
And then there's a proposed
trade. The Wizards made the pick for them.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So, and so this one, it shows the Warriors, but it shows proposed trade for the Suns.
Okay.
So most likely this is a Suns pick.
Okay. All right. So, okay, so the Suns, we've already gone through their roster, man. They have a lot of they got size now, right? They have shooting, but they're small still because you have Devin Booker, you have Beasley, and then you had there was another smaller guy that we put up there, but they're just small except for Mark Williams. Mark Williams is the only guy
they are small.
In the lineup that was, you know, big. So they're gonna need some size, but they have decent depth right now because we were talking about it. It was Jalen.
No, Green. I mean, they got Malawach. They got
Malawach. Yeah,
they got Williams.
It was Jalen Green is the guy I was trying to remember. So Jalen Green is the other guy. So those three guys, Booker, Jalen Green, Bradley Beal, all decent shooters, although Green is probably the streaky one out of those three. Then you got Dylan Brooks, power forward. He's a small forward type, right? So I would say that they still need some length. Because you have Grayson Allen's the small guy coming off the bench. Ryan Dunn, who's on the smaller end coming off the bench. You know, maybe get that guy that you were talking about, your scary dude to come out. What's his name?
Eric Dixon, bro.
Eric Dixon. Maybe you get
that. Yeah, that may be.
Now they have Rashear Fleming, too. That's the other thing.
This dude is a punisher, bro. I'm telling you right now, Eddie, I can't wait for you to see him. This dude is a punisher, bro.
All right, man. So,
he's coming down the court. It's one-on-one situation. I'm like, go ahead, bro. Ole. Ole defense. I'm at it, dude. I ain't stopping you.
So, dude, we're at an hour and 10 minutes now, all right? And we are now 10 picks in. So it's moving at a lot faster rate like we predicted. So it's happening, man. So, yeah.
So that trade, the Warriors are what? Getting the 51st pick, right?
52nd and 59th pick is what you said.
Okay, all right.
Well, I updated the caption so it shows these, but you know, the TV is showing a different team. Anyway, I was scrambling to do all these changes, and yet they're not showing up when we're, you know, as far as like the actual team was drafting, right?
Yeah.
So,
do you remember Debo?
You mean from Friday?
Friday? From Friday,
yeah.
Imagine if Debo played hoops, dude. That's what this homeboy looked like.
Really? Eric Dixon?
Yeah, bro. He's – dude, I'm gonna share
it. Is he all like Zeus, like cross-eyed? You know, like –
I'm going to share it, dude, because I'm just – this
– All right, dude. What the hell?
I was going to – look at this, dude.
Oh, yeah. That's a big dude.
Look at this homie, bro.
Yeah, that's a big dude.
It's a big homie, dude. The Warriors need to pick him up, dude. Just punish people.
You know, there's a guy in the NBA who has the same kind of build. He played for the Suns. I think he played for the Memphis Grizzlies. His name was David Roddy out of Colorado. Yeah. I think it was out of Colorado State, I think, if I remember correctly. That dude's a big dude, too. They call him David Roddy the Body because he's a big dude like that, man.
Remember Danny Fortson, bro? We had Danny Fortson.
That Danny Fortson.
And
Byron Houston. Remember Byron Houston?
Byron Houston.
Byron Houston was that same kind of guy, like kind of just stocky, big, strong dude, right? Kind of Barkley-ish a little bit. Mm-hmm. I always kind of wanted to see what would happen if, you know, him and Barkley got into a scuffle, right? Because Byron Houston was a big, strong
kid. I think Byron Houston would have won that one, bro. I'll tell you
he's
that right now.
He's a big dude. I remember he's a big dude. And then do you remember Barkley and Shaq getting into it at one time?
Yes. Well, Shaq, Barkley threw the ball at Shaq.
Yeah.
Right? And they're like, dude, they told that story, you know, and apparently their mothers are friends.
That's funny.
And apparently after that brawl, like, both their moms are, like, calling and yelling at him, like, you better go apologize, you know, like, okay, mama, I'm sorry.
But you know what's interesting is that Shaq admitted that he actually looked up to Barkley when he first came in the NBA. That's who he was kind of like, you know, that was who his role model was as a player.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And then you see them kind of on the set, right? And you know, TNT, that whole thing, that show's over, bro. That sucks, man. This is the last year.
Yeah, I love that. Apparently they're gonna hire those four somewhere else, is what I heard.
So you mean Ernie Johnson too?
I believe that's what I heard, but we'll see if that plays.
Because I heard that ESPN got, you know, Kenny the Jet and then Barkley and Shaq. I heard.
And maybe you're right. I had heard that they were going to put all four of them together.
But then Ernie Johnson stayed with, you know, TNT.
TBS.
He was being loyal
TNT,
to
TNT,
you know?
Yeah.
And they have that podcast, you know, him and Barkley have that podcast together, Steam Room or something like that.
Yeah.
But what's funny is that, you know, I brought up that Shaq looked up to Barkley, but you would never think that seeing their dynamic on that show, dude. I mean, you could tell, like, you know, Shaq, you know, Barkley gets under Shaq's skin a little bit.
Yeah. You know? Well, you know that because every time that happens, he reminds Barkley he doesn't have a ring.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's all he, like, tries to ride him, and Barkley's like, whatever, man. Speaking of ring, you know, did you see those comments from LeBron about the whole ring culture thing?
No.
So LeBron had a statement, I don't know if it was in his podcast or on social media or whatever, where he was basically saying that we put too much emphasis on rings and that rings shouldn't matter as much as they do.
And that's why we did the PGI, bro.
Yep, exactly.
The Player Greatness Index. Now, for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, episode, I think, was 45 is when we introduced this Player Greatness Index. And we're trying to figure out objectively who the best players of all time are, taking into account stats as well as their accolades. And we were on the same, you know, mindset that LeBron just stated, that we thought that championships, there was way too much emphasis on championships, right?
Yep.
We wanted to kind of balance it out and come up with a system that, you know, kind of gave the individual some credit, but not all the credit for getting the championship. So, Kobe Bray. This is exactly right around the time frame where we thought he was going to be picked.
Yep, and so it looks like he's going to Phoenix.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yep.
And this is pick number 41. All right, so it is Phoenix. It is. Has it been declared on?
Well, and like I said, it says proposed trade. So I'm gonna take.
I'm gonna go ahead and just do it as it's the Suns, right?
Yeah, because to me, I think it's just a matter of signing off in the league, and they didn't get a chance to do that yet because of all the activity around everything else. My guess is that it's a done deal.
Okay. Good. Sam Hauser. Okay, so that means he's got a decent shot.
Yep.
Right.
And you know, Kentucky guys are always good in the league.
Hey, for those of you who are listening, we'd love to get your opinion on what LeBron said.
Oh, we got a chat here.
No, we do.
Oh, no. Sorry.
We have something else. But we'd love to get your input as to whether or not you think that there's way too much emphasis on rings. You know, we are all about the ring culture here, right? Mm-hmm. It's all about championships. And nothing else matters, right? The Karl Malones of the world, the Charles Barkleys of the world, the John Stocktons of the world, all like, you know, they're all, you know, Hall of Fame guys, right? That never got a ring. Probably the poster child for guys who never got rings that are really, really good, right? And, you know, we came up with this system to kind of see if any of that would matter. Like, Will Chamberlain only has one championship, right? One championship, yet his stats were ridiculous that we all already unveiled the top 10 and he was number two. Will Chamberlain was number two of all time, slightly behind Michael Jordan, right?
And for those that don't know, he's number two without counting some portion of his stats.
Correct. No blocks, no steals, yeah. Yep. None of that, dude. And yep. He was number two. And yep. We counted all of that for Jordan, right? So that was kind of our thing is like, you know, with one championship and to Jordan six, you know, Will, if he had like maybe a couple more, he would probably surpassed, yep. You know, Jordan. So, yep.
And he's never in the conversation nowadays. The conversation is LeBron and Jordan. And in our PGI, LeBron was ranked fifth.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Sacramento's picking and the pick is in.
Already?
Damn, yep.
You didn't even get to talk about the Kings. Let me, as you do that, I'm going to talk about the Kings, right?
Go ahead. You talk about the Kings while I find out who they picked and bring them up.
All right. So what we said is the what the roster needs of the Kings, a starting point guard. They needed front court size and athleticism. Now, who we put here was Isaac it's McNeely. He's already been picked. Or Isaac McNeely. There's an Isaac McNeely too, right? Is there
two McNeelys? Yeah.
Okay. So Isaac McNeely and then Caleb Foster. Caleb Foster at a Duke. Those are the two guys that we picked here for the Sacramento Kings. Now, there he is.
There he is.
The hometown guy, man. Max.
They picked the hometown guy. The Bay Area guy.
Hometown guy, man. Right on, man. Yeah, right on.
They picked this year's Quentin Post.
Dude, I know. And dude, I can't wait to see Quentin Post put on some poundage, man, because I think he's got a decent game, man. All he needs is a little bit more bulk and some just more experience in the NBA to play defense, right? Because he has shown some glimpses of actually being able to play D. It's just that he's an unbelievable shooter. He arguably was the second best shooter on the Warriors last year.
Yeah.
Arguably,
yep. Right? I agree.
So, but anyways, we've been wrong here.
And cocky in all the right ways, too.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Did you hear that story about him? Like, you know, I think he told the story that, you know, what kind of a guy that Steph Curry is because, you know, he was stuck at the airport waiting for his Uber to come pick him up. And it was kind of taking too long. And Steph Curry happened to be there. And, you know, he was asking, hey, man, what are you doing, man? What are you waiting around for? He's like, oh, I got my Uber here, man. It's kind of running late. You know, he's like, dude, I'll take you home. And he said it took him way out of his way to take him home. You know, because, you know, Steph Curry, I think, lives in Alamo or
– No, lives in Atherton, I believe.
Atherton, that's right. He lives – there's a guy I play golf with who's a delivery guy for him. Okay. And then he just told me it's Atherton. And so he told me that he told that story, and he said that, you know, just kind of show you the superstar of the team didn't have to do that. But yet he did that, and that just kind of shows you the type of guy that he is, man. He's just down to earth, cool dude. And then, you know, I have another buddy of mine. You may have met him, but he's met Steph Curry because they played in the same golf club. Steph Curry was in the tee time ahead of this guy, and he said that he met him after the round because one of the guys that was in my friend's group knew Steph Curry, had met him before. So after the round, they were at the Cal Club, I think it's called. That's one of the golf clubs that he belongs to. That's where Andre Iguodala also belongs to. And then he went up to Steph and talked to him. He says, dude, he's like the most down-to-earth guy that you would never, you know, he's not full of himself. You know, a lot of these guys that you kind of think that have that, you know, kind of that star power, you think that they're full of themselves, right? And a lot of times they are. You know, they kind of like look at you like you're beneath them, right?
Yeah.
You know, he was saying that this guy is just so down to earth. And I know you've seen him, bro. You've seen Steph Curry, right?
I saw him at a restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to say anything to him, but you know, I'm pretty low key like that when I see them.
I'm the same way, dude. I don't get all awestruck, dude. Right?
Yeah, especially with their family or whatever. Just let them enjoy. You know what they got.
I agree with you, brother. All right, man. So let's go to the who do we got next?
Utah now.
Sure. You have the Washington Wizards on.
This is Utah proposed trade to Washington.
Okay, so it is Washington.
So they're most likely picking for Washington.
Okay.
Man, right. Washington's they've got a lot of second round picks, right? Is this like their third second round pick? It feels like.
Dude, I mean, they've been busy, man. So, all right. So what we had here is Chaz Lanier or Tyrese Proctor as guys that this pick would go to. So
Washington both still available.
Yeah. So and then Michael Ruzic is right around this time, right around this area too. So we've already talked about the Wizards. They've already picked Trey Johnson. They got they traded Walter Clayton to Utah. So right now, you know, as far as we already talked, they just need a complete overhaul, a new identity. We already talked about their starting lineup, their bench players. It's just a matter of just filling out the best available player, right? And
yep.
You know, the guys that we have are Michael Ruzic and Tyrese Proctor as guys that we thought would be right around this area.
I misspoke. Chaz Lanier has been drafted.
Yes. Tyrese Proctor is not.
Yep. So the main guy, the guys that I have kind of next on my list is Hunter Salas.
Okay.
From Wake Forest. I got Alex Tuohy from Australia. And then my boy Bogo. Bogo!
Bogo, Bogo, Bogo.
Exactly, dude. Bogo's the man.
So, dude, wait, the Warriors are 59 now, right?
52nd and 59.
Okay, so I have to change the ticker because I didn't do that. I'll change it when it happens, but it's off right now. So I'll change that when it happens. All right, man. So
we're moving along at a pretty good clip right now.
It's an hour and 22 minutes right now, bro. An hour and 22 minutes. And we are like, what, 12 picks in? That's like, this is moving quick, man. We're going to be done here, I predict, in an hour. I said around 2 hours and 15 minutes. I still think it's going to be
That's a good call. There. Yeah, we're at the 43rd pick right now.
We're at the 43rd pick, right? So so we have Washington from Utah via the Mavericks, as
correct.
The captain says. So that's what we have right now. All right.
All right, so here we go.
It's already happened?
Yeah, they're announcing it right now. I'm just taking a look.
This is moving, man. Moving and grooving. Why did the first day come out like this, man?
Because, you know, it's more of a show, right? Commercials, all of that.
Man. Yeah, you're right, man.
More money.
The NBA did not sell enough freaking ad time on this day, so that's why they're saying move it along, exactly. Move it along.
And, you know, this is, if I'm not mistaken, and hopefully I'm not, this is the first year the second round is on at this time. Because mm-hmm. last year it was on in the morning.
During the day, and that's why we couldn't do it. Because we had to do our day jobs, man, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So the pick is in.
All right.
Here we go.
Jameer Watkins.
Yeah, out of Florida State.
All right.
So Caris LeVert, Delano Banton, defensive guy, which I like. Okay. I'm always privy to the defensive guys. Senior. Hopefully he can contribute early on. Pretty good size. Yeah, we'll see. I'm trying to look at his highlights here, but, you know, obviously he's going to be a bench guy, backup guy. Hopefully he can find a spot on the roster.
Yeah. Dude, by the way, I like the way you did this. Now, did you have to do some work to do these?
I had to kind of piecemeal it together.
Oh, you did? Places. It wasn't like this already?
No. I had to piecemeal it together, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So some I pulled from one, others I pulled from others, so I just kind of concocted it together. But, I enjoyed it. And I found pictures that I thought were a little more high. I didn't want to pick, like, the generic stock pictures, you know, where it just shows their face. I wanted them kind of in action type pictures. So, kind of hunted them down a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Right on, man. All right.
Yeah.
So because this is moving quick, we got the now defending world champs on the clock.
Yes, we do. City
Thunder. They got this pick from the Hawks at 44. Now, as far as needs, all right, so the first, they don't really need much, man, but the first pick they got with the 15th pick was Thomas Sorber. Then they got Nick Clifford. But you said that Nick Clifford got dealt.
They traded him. Yeah, they traded him to Sacramento.
Okay. So
Nick Clifford is now with the Kings.
We put them as a highly unlikely trade team that was going to be involved in the trade, and we were wrong on that one. All right. So Nick Clifford has now been dealt to Sacramento Kings. So now they have the 44th pick here. And what we said is roster needs one more veteran. One more veteran that has won a championship, right? But that was because we thought that, you know, at the time when we did this, they hadn't won the championship.
Yeah.
Now it's like, just stock up, man, right? They have so many draft picks. Why not just keep stocking up? Because, you know, they're going to have to pay these guys. And some of these guys are not going to – because you brought this up. You know, they have traditionally been a team that doesn't really pay top, you know, top notch, right?
They have. I mean, and that may change, right? I'm not saying that that's what they're going to do. But historically, they have been a conservative organization when it comes to their payroll.
Yep, yep. So who we had here was Chaz Lanier, gone.
Gone.
Tyrese Proctor, still available. Nicholas Abdallas, 6'7" out of Greece. That's another guy that we picked here. So it's out of those two that we said that, you know, the Thunder would go ahead and pick. So do you still think that that's the case?
Or yeah, out of those three, I'd be leaning towards Tyrese Proctor.
Rocco Zukarski?
Rocco. Yeah, where is Rocco? Where is he?
Why not?
I got this guy, John Tonja, out of Wisconsin, too. I kind of like him.
Oh, John Tonji. Yeah. What about Bogo? Your boy, dude, Bogo.
Where is Bogo, dude?
Bogo. Dude, we got it, dude. Bogo. Come on, man.
Maybe the Warriors will take Bogo, dude.
Dude, why not, dude? Bogo, dude. That's a good name, dude. Bogo.
Dude, Rocco. Rocco's 7'3", 257.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Why not? We'll have him at 7'4". And dude, remember I told you that, you know who he compares to? I think I told you this before. Beans, dude. He compares to Beans.
Yeah, here they got him as Jacob Poeltl, but yeah.
Hey, that's good, too. Jacob Poeltl, he's a good player, man. He's been in the NBA for quite some time, and he's actually very serviceable. Is the pick already in?
The pick is being announced right now. I'm trying to see the name because I can't hear.
Dude, this is moving quick, dude. This is incredible.
Oh, right. I don't think I have this guy. Let me see.
All right. Well, if you don't.
Oh, no, I do. I do. I'm not failing yet.
That's pretty good, man. You got a lot of.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm going to fail one here.
So far, not yet.
Not yet so far. So.
Not yet, man. I'm ready for your name, bro. So.
Hold on.
Are you looking for like a better pick for this guy or what, man?
No, I'm setting him up. I'm trying to just organize it. I'll be better.
Brooks? What?
Brooks Barnheiser.
Barnheiser.
That's right.
Brooks Barnheiser.
That's him, dude. 23 years old, 6'6", 215. John Konkar. That's his comp.
Is it B-A-R-N? Barnheiser?
Barnheiser.
Okay, I got it.
Yep.
And he's John Konkar, you said?
His comp is John Konkar.
Oh, the guy from Memphis Grizzlies.
Correct.
Okay.
That's who they're comparing him to.
Okay. And I can't see what team that he's playing.
That I believe that is a
European team?
Northwestern.
Oh, it's Northwestern.
Yes.
Okay. One of the really good schools that we have in the United States.
Yes.
Supposedly it's like a very hard school to get into. And this was Oklahoma City Thunder, right?
Correct. This is Oklahoma City's pick.
Okay. So we are now done with them. Now, the Los Angeles Lakers, this is their first draft pick.
So I've got the Chicago Bulls here at 45.
So, but they made a trade. There was a trade that was announced before.
All right. So right now it's not showing it. There's a proposed trade for this pick with, I think Minnesota. So this is either Chicago's pick or Minnesota's pick is what I'm seeing right now.
I think it was Chicago and the Lakers that made the trade, unless there was another trade that happened after.
Maybe something else happened, but that's definitely not a Laker logo.
All right, bro. So here's what we have here, man. If it's the Lakers, right, the guys that we put here were Izan Almansa.
Yes.
That's somebody that we put there. Tonji would be somebody right around here, too.
Yep.
Caleb Love. Somebody kind of potentially could be in that range. We have Ryan Nemhard, Michael Rusich, right? We've already talked about Nicholas Abdallas. We've already talked about him.
Yep.
Amari Williams, Tyrese Proctor, dude, he's still there, and he's probably the highest rated guy right now, man.
Yeah, Bogo. Don't forget about Bogo, dude.
I agree, bro. But yeah, it's still Chicago Bulls. That was the original position of Chicago Bulls.
Correct,
but the trade
here is with Minnesota, not the Lakers.
Oh.
That's what it's showing. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
Right now, it's not showing the Lakers. It's showing as though this would be Minnesota's pick.
So something else just happened, man, that we just can't see. But we're here.
Yeah, let me see if I can. Let me take a quick look.
I'm going to keep it as the Lakers right now because that's what I had initially. That's what I was scrambling today because whatever his name is.
Okay, Shane. I got it.
All right.
So, hold on.
Go for it, bro.
So here it is. So the Lakers traded with Minnesota. Lakers gave them the 45th pick.
Okay.
45th pick in cash, and the Lakers got a Du Thoreau.
Okay, that's who they just picked.
Yes.
Okay.
So this is Minnesota's pick. And the Lakers, the 36th pick, belongs to the Lakers, which is a Du Thoreau.
Oh, you're talking about the Minnesota Timberwolves gave up a Du Thoreau to the Lakers.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And then the Lakers just
– a Du Thoreau is now a Laker.
So, but the 45th pick is who?
Minnesota.
Yeah, but who is it, though? We don't know yet.
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm just saying this pick no longer belongs to the Lakers.
Oh, okay.
So that's what I'm saying.
I got it. I'm going to go ahead and just keep it the same. I'll go ahead and update the ticker with the Wolves, but not, that'll be the real history right here, the ticker. We'll go ahead.
Also, Noah Penda.
Yeah.
Who was the 32nd pick who the Celtics drafted.
Yep.
He's going to the Magic.
Oh.
And the Celtics are getting the 46th pick, the 57th pick, and then second-round picks in 26 and 27.
Wow. The 57th pick is now the
– Boston.
Boston Celtics.
The 46th pick is now Boston.
Okay, Boston Celtics. All right. Dude, we're doing this on the fly, man.
Yes.
Woo! All right, and the 46th pick is Boston. All right. Let me go ahead and do this. And this that was with the Magic, though, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the Magic gave him the 46th pick, too?
So the Magic gave up the 46th pick, the 57th pick, and then second-round picks in 26 and 27, and the Magic got the 32nd pick, which is Noah Penda.
Got it. Okay. I got it. All right. So now... We still are waiting for it's no longer the Lakers. It's the Wolves pick. We're waiting for this. So I'll go ahead and just update that this is now the Wolves.
Yep, but I got it already. Here we go. It's our boy. Hey, yo, Rock on.
Yeah.
Look at that mullet, bro. That mullet is beautiful. Hey, yo, Rock on.
And he showed that he's pretty good as far as pretty agile for his size.
Yeah,
his size is actually pretty good, man.
Yeah.
We'll see, man. I mean, you know, we'll see. So we have Rocco Zakarski. So that's interesting. So he's going to be taking over Zach Edey's position, man. Well, not Zach Edey. Sorry, I'm thinking of the wrong team. He's going to be filling in for Rudy Gobert.
Correct. Potentially, yes.
Yep. So.
Wait, no. No, that's not Memphis.
Wolves. It's the Wolves.
Yeah, sorry. The Wolves.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, sorry. So, too many teams rolling around.
Dude, it's a lot to keep track of, man, right? I mean, we're just rolling two-man show here. We're doing our best, you know? I'm sweating it. Rachel. Right? I'm sweating it,
bro. Eddie the Shark.
I'm the shark, brother. I'm the Shark. Anyway.
You are the Shark, my man. You are hilarious, bro. So now we've got the Magic.
We got the Boston Celtics now, right?
Yeah, this is really Boston's
Celtics at 46.
Yeah.
Dude, not bad. We're doing all right here, bro.
So who might the Boston Celtics be looking at now?
So now at the 46th pick, okay, what we had here in this position was Ezan Almansa and Amari Williams. Okay, both of these guys are available.
Yes.
Now I think the best available, I haven't necessarily kept track of all of that as we've been going, but, you know, I'm just looking. Tyrese Proctor is still out there.
Yep. Right?
So he might be the best available. Bogo is still out there. He's still the best available. Everybody else has been drafted. So it's Bogut and Tyrese are the best available. Rocco Zakarski was after that. Johnny Broom has already been taken. Now you got Alex Tuohy, according to my list.
I got Hunter Salas in as well.
And then R.J. Lewis is another one. That is St. John's.
Correct.
Right.
And then if you're looking for a big, there is one big down here, way down on my list. Vladislav Golden, a 7-footer from Michigan.
Oh, yeah, I see him. Out of Michigan, 7-footer, yeah, 250.
No, not Michigan State, Michigan.
Michigan. Yeah, out of Michigan. Yeah. He's out of Russia.
His comp on my list is Mark Williams.
It's Christian Mim on mine.
Okay.
We shall see, man.
We shall see. Maybe that's who the Warriors got their eye on.
Maybe, man. I'm really curious to see who the Warriors pick here, man.
I am curious as well.
It might be Bogo, bro. I'd like Bogo. Can you imagine the marketing campaign they have around that guy, bro? Right. In the Warriors?
Steph and Bogo hanging out.
Dude, totally, man. You got Steph, Bogo.
Dude, this picture I got of Bogo, dude, he's like looking at you like, man, you ain't nothing.
Yeah.
You got this look like, whatever, dude. Whatever.
Yeah, then you have a Bogo and Pajemski, bro. The Bogo Pajemski show, man.
There you go, dude.
Along with Steph, dude. That's perfect.
We'll just call him Bogo Jemski.
Yeah, I like that, dude. I like that. Then you got I like that one, man. Let's do it.
Bogo Jemski. All right.
Maybe that's for the targeting, man. You're telling everybody, dude, we'll pay you under the rug, man. Just take him.
Just take him.
All right, man.
Did I miss a pick?
Rep 46.
Yeah, I missed it. It's hard. Dude, it just jumped on me. Hold on.
All right. I'm ready for you, bro. We got 46. So Rocco Zakarski. Yeah, okay. This is Boston Celtics, right?
Correct. I think Amari Williams went 46.
Okay.
I think.
All right. That's where I'm going, because he hasn't been picked yet. So correct. I'm going with that. Until you tell me otherwise, I'm going with that.
Yeah, it's Amari Williams, yeah. Okay. It's confirmed.
So next we have the Milwaukee Bucks. Now, they haven't had a draft pick yet. So what we had here is that they were likely to make a trade with that one pick. And then, you know, as far as the roster needs, we said that they needed a younger influx of athletic players, scoring players, right? Because they look very old as a team, right? The guys that we picked are R.J. Lewis and Nicholas Avdalas are the two guys that we thought would be
Still available.
And they're both still available, right?
Correct.
But we got Tyrese Proctor who's still available, and he's probably the best available right now. So, and then you got Izan Almanza is another guy that's up there too.
So, correct.
And okay, so it was Amari. Okay, that's for not the Bucks, though. That's for the
this was for the Magic, which is Boston.
Boston. Yeah.
Yeah, correct.
So right now, Bogo and Tyrese are still the best available according to my list. And then you have Alex Tuohy, and then Michael Peavy's already been picked, right? So
correct.
Michael Peavy. R.J. Lewis, and then Amari Williams has already been taken. So,
correct.
Yeah, so it's out of those guys, man. It's Alex Tuohy, R.J. Lewis, Tyrese Proctor, and Bogo. Those are the four best available right now. Now, is ESPN, you know, as they're showing this show, are they showing like the best available too?
Yeah, Tyrese Proctor and Bogo are 1 and 2. Javon Small, 3. Kobe Sanders, 4. Chauncey is 5. Tuohy is 6.
Okay.
That's who they got. Will Richard, 7. Hunter Salas, 8. I got Hunter Salas as the next best player on my list, but Almanza is 9. Ryan Nemhard is 10. So those are the top 10 available players as ESPN is ranking.
Okay.
Dude. If we had time, we could have done a quick PGI and see if those numbers are accurate. But
man, a PGI for per player, dude, it takes me like 5 minutes per player to do it, right?
Yeah.
I got to maybe have somebody write a script for me to be able to pull this stuff out of the web, right? Because I don't know how to do that, dude. I could probably figure it out, you know, but I don't know how to do it. Do you know how to do that stuff? You're technically
I've done some script writing in the past. I mean, you know, I could also figure it out, but Is it like natural to me? No, I'd have to do a little bit of homework.
Yeah, I mean, me too. I'd have to do a lot of homework on it. I mean, I'll figure it out, dude. I'll pretty much figure almost anything out, but, you know, it's the time thing, right?
Correct. Yeah.
And I don't want to pay somebody to do it.
Is it worth it? Yeah.
I don't want to pay somebody to do it, man.
Yep.
You remember, do you remember my
trade? Oh, no, Eddie, I got bad news.
What? The Warriors traded somebody?
No.
Oh.
The Warriors will not be getting BOGO.
Oh, so these guys got BOGO.
Yes, they did.
The Milwaukee BOGO? Oh, man.
Dude, look at this picture, Eddie. Look at BOGO. BOGO's like, man.
Yeah, he's like, come on.
You ain't nothing, bro. I'm BOGO. Who the hell are you?
You ain't Jack.
You ain't Jack, dude. I'm BOGO from Sabija. What do you want? I got Dr. J's number on. What do you know about basketball?
Dude, I'm not even going to go ahead and spell his full name. I'm just going to go ahead and call him BOGO, bro.
BOGO. Everyone knows BOGO.
BOGO is the name, dude.
BOGO. I can't even say his BOGO El Jub.
Bogle Jub Markovic. I'm just putting BOGO, bro. You know?
I love it, dude.
Because that name is, I guarantee you, his friends and family call him BOGO. I guarantee you. They're not calling him Bogle Jub.
BOGO, get over here, BOGO.
Dude, it's like, it's too long of a name. Just like my family, dude. My real name is Eduardo.
Yes.
Dude, nobody calls me that, dude. Yeah. It's too long. Eduardo. Yeah. Get out of here, man. Every time I hear that name, bro, I cringe, dude, because my mom used to call me Eduardo when I got in trouble, bro.
Yeah, you're like, no.
Eduardo Roberto Aparicio, venga aquí. I'm like, oh, I'm done, bro. I'm done.
I'm not going.
I am busted, brother. All right, man, we got the Memphis Grizzlies now. Dude, we got to, like, move on this thing. We got to, you know, show the picture, move on, because it's going too quick, and we can't keep up, bro. All right.
You're right.
So we got the Memphis Grizzlies. So we have their first pick in their first round. They actually had Yang, Hansen, and they traded that to Portland, right? Now, you actually covered this team, and you said it was going to be highly likely that they were going to go ahead and make a trade. And you were right, brother. So they made
a boatload of trades at this point.
Big time, bro. Big time.
Yeah.
So the guys that you put down here as guys that could fall to them, Javon Small,
okay.
Dink Patty,
yep.
And then Ryan Nemhard. Those are the three that you had said.
Okay.
Now,
all three still available.
Yeah. So all three of them are. But you said his roster needs is it's a backup center and additional wing players. That's what we said.
Yep. So backup center would have to be the guy that I mentioned out of Michigan, Vladislav Golden. He's pretty much the only true big man left. Everyone else is. I'm trying to see here. And then what was the other one? Forward position?
Just wing players. So
wing players.
Okay. I'm gonna say Alex Tuohy here, bro. That's what I'm picking.
That's a good call.
I'm picking Alex Tuohy here, man. And then if it's not him, I'm gonna go with RJ Lewis.
Good call.
Those are the two I'm picking, man.
Yeah.
But Tyrese Proctor is still out there. All right. So.
Oh, wait. The pick is in. Wait. Hold on. I think they're trying to throw me for a loop here. Let me just confirm something.
All right. Do your thing, man. Do your thing.
Okay. No, they went with Javon Small.
Javon Small, man.
Woo. Point guard.
Tyrese Proctor is just slipping, man. Big time. Tyrese Proctor is slipping. Javon.
Yeah, 6'1" out of West Virginia.
Wow.
Right. Look at that. Scary Terry. That's the comp.
Scary Terry. So he has to get a decent shot. So it's a 3-point marksman, shot creator, and crafty finisher.
Okay.
Plays for West Virginia. All right.
And his dad is crying, bro. His dad, they're showing his dad. His dad is emotional.
Oh, that's cool, though, man. I love seeing that.
Right now, obviously, you and I have daughters. We don't have sons. But
dude, I love seeing that, bro.
But if I was in this position, I wouldn't be able to keep it together, dude. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh, dude, I'm the same way, man.
I'd be a bloody mess.
Dude, one thing I've noticed as I've gotten older, bro, I've always been kind of already on the sensitive side. I was already, bro. Naturally, that's the way I was. I think it's because my mom kind of raised me until I was like maybe, you know, my mom and dad divorced really young. I was 3 years old when my parents divorced. And then my mom raised me from 3 years old till about 7 or 8. And that's when Armin, my stepdad, came around.
That's when I met Armin.
In that period of time before Armin came, I was pretty much raised by my mom, and so therefore, I, because of that, I was kind of like on the sensitive side. But I think I was always naturally. But dude, as I've gotten older, bro, at 50, dude, I watch commercials. I see something that hits me. Dude, yeah. I start tearing up, bro.
Yeah,
what's like, wrong with me, man? Yeah, give me some testosterone shots, dude. I'm like, yeah, what's going on, dude? I'm telling my doctor, and so it's a woman, or she's no longer, you know, she's the one who treated me for Lyme disease. And I go, I don't know what's wrong with me, man, but I watch TV and then I see something that touches me and I start crying and I feel like embarrassed. I'm like a, you know, in front of my wife and my kid. And I'm like, I feel weird, man. Anyway, it's like, don't worry about it. It happens when you get older. You know, when you're in your 50s, the estrogen levels increase, you know, naturally. Man.
And he's like, come on, man.
I don't want to hear that. Kid. Like, I'm signing for a testosterone shot. I need some testosterone therapy, brother. Give me two. Yeah.
Hey, bring up the Cleveland Cavaliers real quick. Let's talk about them.
Oh, we got to do that, bro. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, man. All right, so we got, let's see, Cleveland Cavaliers. So we said that they were likely to do a trade.
So, okay. So far they haven't.
We said depth at small forward and center is what they needed. Michael Rusich is the guy that we targeted that they would pick.
Okay, still available.
Yep. Now, let me ask you this. Do you think Tyrese Proctor is going to be picked here in the next freaking 9 picks? Because we only have 9 picks left. And I think my estimate of like 2 hours and 15 minutes is going to hold. I think that's what's going to happen, bro.
Yeah, no, I think Tyrese Proctor will get picked. I think Nembhard will get picked. We haven't talked about Bryce Williams. I think he'll go. I don't know if my boy Eric Dixon's going to go. That dude, man-child.
You know, he's not even on my list, bro. You know a guy I really like, and I hope the Warriors pick? Caleb Love. I like Caleb Love out of Arizona, man. I like him a lot.
And I don't know if I have him on my list.
I hope they pick that guy, dude. Yeah. He's a good player, man. I'm surprised he's coming down this low. And or maybe even John Tonji.
I'd take
John Tonji, too.
Me, too. Warriors.
Yeah.
Hold on, let me the pick came in, but let me hold on.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. There we go. Proctor's gone.
Here he is. All right, Tyrese Proctor. Dude.
Yep. I mean,
why not? Back up Darius Garland, man. Right?
Yep.
Right? Yeah. So I'm surprised that guy slipped. He slipped a lot. There must be a reason. I guess he didn't really have a great year at Duke. That's probably why. But I don't know. We'll see. All right, so we got at the 50th.
So how many Dukies is that? Is that 5?
So we got, I think,
Cooper.
It's probably about that. I would say so. Let's see. We got the top 3. This guy's 4. Then we have Zion James at 5.
Yep, that's 5.
At least 5 that I can think of right now.
So, 5 Dukies, yeah.
Yeah. All right, bro. Yep. We got New York Knicks, man. So we only have 9 more picks in this draft, right?
Correct, sir.
So now the Knicks, let's see what they needed. So this is their only pick. It's interesting that we denoted them as highly likely to do a trade.
They need a coach. That's what they need, dude.
They need a coach? Yeah, big time. You're still sticking to Mike Malone, bro, huh?
No, I mean, at this point, they would have hired him, so obviously I think I'm off. But I think they're going to hire that assistant coach they interviewed from Minnesota.
Oh. I forget his name. Did they already hire him?
No, but I think that's the one they're going to go with.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, they interviewed Mike Brown, you know.
Oh, by the way, bro, the guy that we targeted was Eric Dixon.
For us?
Yes, for this pick. That's who we targeted, your boy.
Woo!
Big boy.
All right, here we go. I'm right.
So we put –
dude,
so
he's a perfect Nick, bro. He'll just kill everybody.
Dude, he's like Anthony Mason, dude, on steroids.
Exactly, dude, exactly.
Right? Yeah, he's like Anthony Mason, dude.
Like but Oakley and Mason had a baby. And it was Eric Dixon,
right,
dude.
Yep. Or you just kind of like, you know, meshed the genes together and created
exactly,
that.
Exactly, dude.
There
exactly.
You go, right? So,
yep.
All right. So roster needs for the Knicks. Because of their playoff, you know, they had a really good starting 5, but just because of the playoff performance of their bench, we definitely said they needed depth. And I think that's what they definitely need, dude. They also need a backup center, although they have, you know, Mitchell Robinson right now. And
yep.
They have, you know, Karl Anthony Towns. You know, right now,
who really wants to play, be a power forward, but
who really wants to play? Yeah. And then you're saying put Mitchell Robinson at the 5 and then put Karl Anthony Towns at the 4. Then that what happens is that Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart, I think they stay in. Yeah. So it would be Mikal Bridges, Josh Hart,
and Brunson.
then Mitchell Robinson, and then so who's the guy that wouldn't be playing? There's a guy that would have, oh, OG Anunoby. You have to play OG Anunoby. You have to play him, dude. You have to.
Then you start Towns at the center and Mitchell Robinson comes off the bench.
Right. So yeah. Right. So
a lot of this is going to depend on the new coach, right? How he wants to play this.
Right.
Because, you know, depending on how he wants to use his bench, who he has on there might be more beneficial. I mean, you know, Thibodeau definitely went more with the Mitchell Robinson starting lineup later in the stages against Indiana. So he thought he found something there. So he was leaning more towards that at the end. I don't know how much that matters for next season, but that's what he was doing.
All right. Well.
All right. Here we go. The pick is in for the Knicks. The pick is in, but they're not even on the stage yet. They'll just tell you the pick is in, and then they don't even show it.
The best available are Alex Tuohy, RJ Lewis, according to my list, and then Eric Dixon, followed by John Tonji. Those are the top four on my list.
Here we go. I'm going Dixon, bro.
That's what you picked initially, bro.
A man child. No. They went with Kobe Sanders.
Oh, wow. Kobe Sanders. You have a picture of that dude?
I do. I got him. So far, I haven't failed, Eddie.
Hey, dude, that's pretty good, Twan. Seriously.
I'm still guys
who, like, you know, have other jobs, man, it's pretty damn good, bro. It's pretty damn
good. Here we go. Ready? Here we go. Let's bring Mr. Sanders up. Don't call me Colonel. Don't call me Colonel.
Kobe Sanders. Hey, speaking of the Colonel, dude, do you still eat KFC, bro?
No, dude. It's been a long time since I had KFC.
Dude, you know what's funny, bro, is that I used to love KFC every now and then, but I like the extra crispy. That was my thing, bro.
Yep.
I used to love the original, but the extra crispy get bigger pieces of all that, or what the hell, man. But I haven't had it in a long time because, you know, Lucky's down the street, their freaking fried chicken is hella good, bro. So, and it's hella cheaper. So the Colonel is no longer part of my diet. I don't eat it that much either, but I got to tell you, bro, I have a goal right now, man. I'm trying to get back to my high school weight. And my high school weight, I was 215 when I graduated, right? Right now, I stepped on the scale this morning, 223.
Nice, brother.
Dude, I'm getting there, man.
Dude, so you're telling me that I'm 10 pounds heavier than you?
Yep.
And Holy mackerel, dude.
Dude, but you know, exactly, dude, because I've always been a big dude, right? Compared, right?
Always,
right? So now you're big. Now I'm looking up to you, bro.
I don't know about that, but yeah.
Yeah, I'm looking at you, man.
I don't know about that.
But I have a goal to do that, bro. I have a goal to get to 215 by draft day. And by the way, dude, if you don't have plans, which I know you will, dude, because it's Gail's birthday, right? Right. When is Gail's birthday, bro? When is it?
I want to go. Yeah, I'm gonna tell her to change her birthday.
Just tell her to take her out the week before, bro.
Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. I'll figure something out.
Yeah, just come on.
Yeah, I want to go up there for the draft.
Yeah, dude, it's a blast. So, all right, bro. So we got Kobe Sanders. Now we got
the his pro comp, by the way, is Kyle Kuzma. So
that's still good, man.
Hey, aren't you excited? He's out of your school, brother.
Cal Poly.
He's out of your school.
Oh, dude, I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
He's one of you.
There's only been one other guy that in the NBA that's played for Cal Poly. And dude, I'll give you like a couple of clues. He played for the Chicago Bulls.
Craig Hodges.
No. It's within the last 10 years, maybe 11 years in that range.
Okay.
He played for about maybe 7-8 years too.
Okay.
And I'll give you another name. His first name starts, it's David. His first name's David. His last name starts with an N. So if you can't get that, it's going to be hard because he's not a very well-known player.
The only reason I know this is because I played
FanDuel, right? And FanDuel, you got to know the players. You got to know what's going on, bro.
Yep.
David Nwaba was the other guy who came out of Cal Poly who played in the pros. Now we got Kobe Sanders.
There we go, dude.
As another guy, right? And, dude, by the way, I don't think I ever told you, dude, but I could have played at Cal Poly, man. But at the time, it wasn't the way it is now. They're a better team now than when I went there, right?
Yeah, you should have played.
But they, you know, they told me to go ahead. The coach pulled me aside because I used to play intramurals, and the coach, you know, used to be kind of monitoring. He pulled me aside. He's like, "Hey, man, would you want to play like hoops for my team?" I'm like, "Yeah, sure, man." He's like, "First of all, what's your major?" I go, "Oh, damn it," because I already been there with baseball. Because the same thing happened with baseball.
Yeah.
And he's like, and I go, "Electrical engineering." And he's like, any chance you can change that? Oh, I'm like, man. I don't know. I go, do I have a role on the team? And he's like, well, you just have a unique skill set. You're big and strong and you can shoot, but you know, you're kind of like a tweener, but yeah. I like the way you play, man. I'd probably put you on the practice squad. I go, Joe, I'm not going to freaking give up being an engineer.
My career for the practice squad, bro.
Come on, man.
Remember when that was a voodoo word, tweener?
No, yeah,
dude. It was a tweener, dude.
It was the tweener.
Now everybody's looking for the right tweener.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I mean, tweener. Tweener. And, you know, if I were to look at your game, you reminded me a lot of Sean Marion, dude. You played like Sean Marion.
Yeah. There you go.
You had that knuckleball freaking shot.
Yeah, dude. I had an ugly shot.
Freaking weird.
All right, so really quick, I failed, right. Eddie. So I don't have a picture of this guy. Mohamed Diawara.
Oh, man.
From France.
I am not going to be able to spell that, dude, so I have no idea.
I got it. I got you. So Mohamed, M-O-H-A-M-E-D.
M-O-H?
A-M-E-D.
M-O-H. Dude, hold on, man. I'm just messed up.
M-O-H-A-M-E-D.
Uh-huh, got it.
And last name is Diawara, D-I-A.
Uh-huh.
W-A-R-A.
I've seen this guy play before. I forgot what team he played for. But anyway.
Yeah, I don't have him. So my first fail.
It's all right, bro. It's all right, man. So, but anyway, dude, like I said, you're the original Sean Marion, dude, to me, dude.
There we go, dude.
That was your game, bro. You're a hustler. Yep. And you had that knuckleball shot, dude. And,
dude, I wasn't a big leaper, but I was a quick leaper. So
yeah, you were. Like, I remember that.
Yeah, I got it quickly, you know, and they'd be like, where the hell did this guy come from? Plus, you know, I was like 130 pounds, bro. Like, I could just run around and never get tired. Now I just look at the stairs and I'm like,
Dude, you were not 130 pounds, dude. You were
135 pounds when I graduated high school, I was 135, dude.
Get out of here.
I swear to God.
Were you really?
Yeah, when I met Gail, I was like 138, something like that.
Oh, my God, dude. You know, I'm being real honest with you, bro.
Yeah.
The last time I was 135, I was in fifth grade, dude.
Yeah, I'm telling you, bro. I was 135.
That was the last time I was around 135. And then when I graduated grade school, dude, when I graduated grade school, I was 175. So that was in eighth grade, I was 175. So when I
when I went to Sacred Heart.
Yeah.
My freshman year before, I was 95 pounds, dude.
Damn, dude.
You know, look what happened to me now. Now I'm like 238.
Dude, wait, hold on. The Warriors are on the clock, right?
They are on the clock.
Dude, I gotta bring up the towel, bro.
Let's go. Who are we going for, Alex Tuohy?
Dude, I don't know, man. You know,
Nembhard? Do we need a backup point in Nembhard?
You know what? So
we got Tonzi.
So
Bryce Williams. Oh, do we take Eric Dixon, bro? The madman.
I don't know, man. I don't think so, man. I don't think we take Eric Dixon.
You know what? Knowing them, that we're gonna take someone that's not even on our board.
So here's what we said about them. They need a center who can defend the perimeter and block. They need shooting and a backup point guard. Now, we had Sion James when they were the 41st pick. Now they're the second pick, right?
Correct.
Ryan Nembhard was another guy that you had put up there because this is a team that you had covered.
Correct. Nembhard would be good for a backup point.
Then we had C.J. Huntley as the other guy on there. Now, other guys that are around here that, you know, we put up here were Isaac McNeely. Assuming there's an Isaac McNeely. I don't know if that's the same guy, man. But anyway, Caleb Foster was another guy that we put up here. Tyrese Proctor, he's already gone. Nicholas Abdelaz.
Yes. So,
yeah, those are all the guys that we kind of put here around this range. Oh,
damn, what happened? We jumped a pick.
What number are we on, man?
Hold on.
Are we on 52?
They go to commercial. They go to commercial and they kill me here, bro. Okay, Alex Tuohy.
That's who the Warriors got?
Yep. That's who they took.
And I think that was the best available, honestly. So, I think that was the best pick. Alex Tuohy out of Australia, right? This is an Australia guy.
Correct. Correct. And they got a 59th pick.
Yep.
So I'm watching Alex Tuohy right now. Okay.
All right.
Not too shabby.
All right. So now is it Utah Jazz right now at 53?
Yes, Utah Jazz. No proposed trade. It looks like it's their pick.
Okay, cool. Let's see. We've already gone through this Utah Jazz so many times, man. But
yes.
What we have, so their first pick was Ace Bailey, number 5 pick. Then they got Will Riley, and then they got Walter Clayton from Washington. So they have 3 decent players. They're definitely they're building up their team up, right? So, you know, you see now they have Keontae George, Colin Sexton, Ace Bailey, Lauri Markkanen, Walker Kessler, Walter Clayton coming off the bench, Jordan Clarkson, you know, Kyle Filipowski, your boy, Bryce Sensabaugh, Jaden Springer, and then also Will Riley, right? So this is their team as it stands today. The guy that we picked, at least that I picked, was Caleb Love. And that's why I was hoping the Warriors would pick, was Caleb Love.
Oh, by the way, here is Alex Tuohy. I didn't bring up. I was so excited. George Niang, Solomon Hill.
Okay.
Bring some defense. Got some IQ, 6'8 guy, which is for the Warriors on the taller side.
Yep.
To be honest with you.
Basketball IQ is high.
Yep.
And that's a total Warrior attribute. That's what correct. They want. They want guys like that, man.
Correct. And so. he's not super young, but not super old. So.
Okay. So he's what, 20? He's 20 years old. Yeah.
20 years old. Yep. The Warriors seem to be pretty excited about this pick.
Oh, is that what they're showing on TV?
Yeah, they were showing and they were clapping. They seemed pretty excited. So.
Oh, dude. All right.
All right. We got the next pick coming in now.
All right. It's already in already?
Yeah, it's dude, like it moves like when they go to commercial, it, like, I don't know, it's like it goes on turbo. All right, let's see what we got here. This, oh, Tanji.
Oh, right on, man. I like that kid, man.
So Tanji is going to the Utah.
Out of Wisconsin, man.
Yep. We got him here. His comp's Max Strus. He's a 3-pointer, off the ball mover.
Yep. So, all right, man. So now we have to we got to move quick. So we got to like move. So next pick is Indiana on your list.
Next pick will be Indiana. Correct.
Okay, cool. So Indiana Pacers. All right. So now we haven't necessarily covered these guys yet. Now, unfortunately, they lost Tyrese Halliburton for the entire year. Right. This team just had a lot of health issues. We had Isaiah Jackson tore his Achilles, which is kind of like the harbinger of things to come in the NBA, right?
Yep.
You know, because James Wiseman also did the same thing.
Yep.
And then, you know, then it started happening, right? Damian Lillard, Jason Tatum, Tyrese Halliburton. There are others that have had this.
Kyrie, injury, right? Kyrie. Was Kyrie a
Kyrie was a knee. His was a knee.
Okay, he was a knee.
His was
okay.
A knee. So, but there are a few others that tore it too. And I just don't remember their names. Interesting, dude. Let me tell you this. I think I might have brought this up already. They talked about this on the broadcast that Pascal Siakam was present for many of these injuries that have happened to prominent players.
He's the voodoo, past.
Dude. He was there for Klay Thompson when he ruptured his ACL. He was there when Kevin Durant,
yep. Right?
He was also there for Damian Lillard when it happened to him. He was also there for James Wiseman. He was also there for freaking Isaiah Jackson. He was also there for Tyrese Halliburton. Three freaking same injuries on the same team, dude. And this guy's seen it all, bro. So you got to wonder, man. Is he the Sleprock? Is he the monkey?
Sleprock, I love it.
Remember Sleprock, guys?
He's a bush of Achilles.
Exactly, dude.
By the way, there was another trade, Eddie. Clippers traded Kobe Sanders to the Knicks for Mohamed Diwara and Luka Mitrovic.
Oh, so Luka Mitrovic was picked. I don't remember being picked.
He wasn't picked. He's a player they already had.
Another player.
Yeah, but so the Knicks are giving up Mohamed Diwara and Luka Mitrovic to the Clippers, and they're getting Kobe Sanders.
Okay. So now who we picked here, bro, is we had John Tanji for Indiana.
Gone.
Because what we said is that their roster didn't need much. They just needed a backup center because of, Miles Turner, losing their backups to Isaiah Jackson and James Wiseman at the time. James Wiseman is now currently, I think he's been waived by the Raptors. So he's, hey, why not the Warriors try to take that guy back? Why not, right?
Good. I'd take a stab. Why not? What do you think the odds are they pick up Nembhard's little brother?
So we didn't put him, why not, right? I mean, it makes sense. Why not?
They need someone to run point or at least help with point.
So, because the guys that we had targeted here were John Tonzi and Caleb Love. Those are the two guys that we targeted here for Indiana at this time. But now that, Nembhard's little brother's there, and Nembhard is, it's been known that teams will go ahead and pick, guys just to keep the mood good on the team, right?
Okay, yep.
LeBron, right, with Bronny James, right? You got the Brooke Lopez brothers. They played together too, right?
Yeah.
You had the Curry brothers. When they first had Seth Curry, they did the same exact thing.
Yeah, you had the Morris brothers on the same team for a while. Morris
brothers too. So it happens. You get Caleb. So anyway, you got this guy Ryan Nembhard, who it makes sense. So why not?
Yeah, why not? I'm with why you. Not, we'll bro? See. The pick is in. We'll see what they do.
All right.
Let's All right. Here we go. We're back to the draft. Commercial's over. Who the heck they pick? Let's see.
And
nothing yet.
No way, man. They just keep the suspense going, brother.
Yeah, it's just commercials and yapping and blah, blah, blah.
Blah, 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 blah.
Exactly.
Yep. All right, man. So we got – dude, we're almost done, dude. We're, like, really close now. And, we're at 206. My prediction of 215 is waning quickly, bro. But definitely no longer than 230. No way, dude. We're not going to pass that. With only five more picks, dude, we're good. Five more picks, maybe 5 minutes per. It's 25 minutes.
I think it's 3 minutes per. But now we went to another commercial. Why we go to another commercial for? Come on, people.
Dude, because it's going too quick. They got to get their sponsors in, bro. That's the reason.
Come on, in the famous
words. That's the reason, man. They didn't expect it to go this quick.
In the famous words of Rick Barry, come on, people.
Dude, remember that he was trying to calm the crowd down? Dude.
Yeah, dude.
He did the complete opposite.
I'm like, Rick, I don't know a lot, but I know you are the wrong person to try to be
the wrong guy.
Rick was going to fight everybody out, freaking everybody in the crowd.
Dude, that was hilarious. And for those of you who don't know what we're talking about, so when Chris Mullin's number was retired, that's the night that the Warriors made that trade. They traded away a fan favorite of Monte Ellis over to the Milwaukee Bucks for Andrew Bogut, who was hurt at the time, right? And the Warrior fans just lost it. They lost their S, bro. And so what happened is, they were given this when Joe Lacob went up there and started talking, on the mic, the whole crowd just booed him out. Boo. Dude, it's brutal. I felt really horrible. I felt so bad for the guy because he was like there, we have one banner up here. It's a very lonely banner, and it's all boo. Ooh, remember that, dude? Oh, my God.
You suck.
And then Rick Barry picks up the freaking mic out, and he's like, okay, people, come on, people. I know this guy. And, dude, and Rick Barry, as good as a player as he was for the Warriors, he's really kind of a salty guy, right? There's a reason why he never became an NBA coach is because he's a salty mofo. The crowd just hated him saying all this stuff, and they just booed him out. Then it took Chris Mullin to calm down the crowd, bro. Remember?
Yeah, Mullin,
He's Mullin like, hey, man. And then everybody
started clapping.
Chris Mullin, everybody is like, it calmed everybody down.
Yeah, dude, that is freaking brutal.
Yeah, but anyway, the come on, people reference that Twan just made.
Come on, people!
Come on, people.
That's exactly what he's like. Shut the hell up, Rick!
All right, man. So, dude, are they still on commercial break?
No, dude. Like, they did some picks in, but I can't. I'm trying to find out what they are, and I'm not getting much success here. So, if you have a,
you mean like a tracker, draft tracker?
Yeah, I'm trying to find it here, but I'm not seeing what's going on here. So I'm
okay. So let me see. I'll go ahead and I'll find it. So it's not showing it on the round two.
No, it's still showing. Indiana's on the clock, but they're not because the Lakers are now on the clock.
Oh, no, it's Talion Peter.
Who?
Talion Peter.
That's who the Pacers took?
Correct. Talion Peter.
I don't know if I have him. Peter.
Yeah, Talion Peter.
Nope, I'm 0 for 2, brother. I don't have a Talion Peter either.
Yep. And then there's another pick after that, and it was made by the Bulls, and it is – or excuse me, it's the Lakers.
Yeah.
So it was traded to Chicago. Lachlan Ulbrich. We would have never got that one. Dude, I don't think you have that name either, dude, so just give that one up, bro. So Lachlan – Lachlan,
hold on. I think I might have him.
Ulbrich. Are you serious?
I think I might have him, bro. Yes, I have Lachlan.
Wow. Okay. Where
are you, Lachlan? Where's your picture? Oh, there you are. Well, so and, he, it's updated. And he's what? He was by the Lakers for pick 55?
Yes.
Alright.
Yes. So you got him? I mean,
I have Lachlan, bro. I still have some tricks up my sleeve.
That's pretty damn good, man. I'm impressed,
there
man.
There we go, dude. Lachlan Ulbrich.
Oh, yeah, dude. All right.
6'10 out of Australia. Look at that pro comp. Domantas Sabonis, dude. Why didn't we get Sabonis?
That's legit, dude. That's legit. All right, so now we got Memphis on the clock, right?
Yes, we do.
That's what we have. All right, so I got to change.
So we're at 56 now, yes.
Okay. So let me go ahead and put that. We got the, you know, I'm all messed up here, man. Where am I at? Okay, here we go. We're at 56. No, Memphis Grizzlies. All right, man. So, all right. So this came from the Rockets. Now, yep. At this point, dude, they're picking players we would have never thought. All right, your boy Eric.
We still got Hunter Salas.
And you still got your boy Eric Dixon, man.
Correct. We still got Nembhard, little Nembhard.
Little Nembhard. That surprised me that the Pacers didn't take little Nembhard, man.
Bryce Williams is also someone that I think, you know. Might go. RJ Lewis, we still haven't. Dinka Pate, still got him.
Yep.
Mark Sears.
Mark Sears, man, out of Houston.
Yep. Izan Almansa is another guy that's still available.
Izan Almansa, yeah.
This guy, I'm wondering, Eddie, I'm wondering. This guy, Vladislav Golden, I don't know if he's a defensive center, but I don't know if he's a perimeter defender. I'm smelling him for the Warriors, dude. I don't know why. But it's like I'm getting this vibe.
Oh, your spiny tingling senses?
Yes, I'm getting this vibe that he might be
the
guy.
The vibe?
Yeah. All right.
Hey,
but
you
we'll
never
see.
Know, bro. At this point, it's like a crapshoot, dude, because these last – I mean, RJ Lewis is still out there, okay? He's the next available – best available guy. So RJ Lewis, according to my list, he's
the Dude, and they are stretching this out, Eddie. It's a commercial every other word.
It's because they got to get their freaking advertisers in, bro. That's the reason.
They need this to go 2.5 hours.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're doing.
Yep.
Yeah. So they have to because they got to get, you know, let me go ahead and see if the website has updated the pick. So they have not updated the pick. So it's they're milking this thing, brother. Milking it.
Yeah. Well, there's 40 seconds left on
Memphis's clock.
Memphis's clock, yet. So.
Yeah. So. I bet you those numbers are changing too on commercial break. They go, you know, they go to commercial break, no one's noticing, and they change it.
Too. Yep. They add more. Well, you know, you can obviously pick quicker than that. That's just when you have to have the pick.
You have to have the pick in, right?
Yeah.
You know,
so according to ESPN's, Will Richard is their number one rated player. Hunter Salas is 2. Almansa is 3. Ryan Nembhard is 4.
Hmm.
Jackson Robinson out of Kentucky is 5. Eric Dixon, my boy, Eric Dixon, 6.
No, R.J. Lewis? R.J. Lewis is not up there?
Not so far. Bryce Williams is 7. Dinka Pate is 8. R.J. Lewis is 9. And Mark Sears is 10.
And no, 10 no Caleb Love?
No Caleb Love.
No way, dude.
Yeah, dude. No Caleb Love.
Wow. That surprises me, man. I liked him as a player at Arizona, man.
All right. So is the pick in or what? It does not even say. The pick is in, but, of course, it's on commercial. So we can't see.
They gotta get their advertisers in, brother. They gotta get them in.
Man. All I'm seeing is Cooper Flag and the New Balance commercials.
Yeah. So what do you think? Do you think Cooper Flag is gonna be a player? Do you think he's gonna get Rookie of the Year? Let me ask you that. Is he gonna be your first pick if you get the first pick in our rookie draft, dude, for summer league? Assuming he plays, he may not play.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think so.
It's either going to be him or Dylan Harper.
Yeah, it's going to be one of those two, but I think he's going to get it.
Yeah.
He's got too much. he's got too much of an opportunity, and Dallas has got to play him.
Yeah.
No, the question is, what's that lineup going to look like? You know, how are they going to play that out?
Yeah, I mean, you have, well, if they get D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, who they have as their shooting guard?
Clay.
Yeah, it would be Clay. And then Anthony Davis is power forward. Then you have Cooper Flagg as your small forward.
Yep.
And then you have Daniel Gafford or Derek Lively as your center.
Dude, that's a hell of a five right there, dude.
That is a pretty good five. Yep. Can you imagine if you get when you get Kyrie Irving back, dude, right?
That's even a better five.
Yeah. And then Nico
Harris. I don't know if you saw, but apparently Mr. Luka Doncic has lost a lot of weight, apparently.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he's now on the
he's on the LeBron James
training method, man.
Exactly. Exactly. All right, what's the pick here? Can you just show me the damn pick?
He's like saying, dude, you guys spend $1 million on your body, bro. You spend $1 million on your body, I'll get you to where you need to be. That's what LeBron will do. And, you know, let's see if that work, if that whole process works for little Bronny, you know?
I don't know about it. Little Bronny's already on the regime, and it's not helping him. Little Bronny, I think, is close to being as good as he's ever going to be, but we'll see. Hopefully, I'm wrong.
He's you know, defensively, as a you know, one-on-one defender, he's decent. He's decent. It's the help defending part that most NBA players need to work on. You know, it's not easy. Help defending is hard. It is.
He's undersized as well. I think LeBron's other kid is going to be better, I think.
Is he coming out right now, this year?
No, I think he's like a sophomore in high school or something.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think he might be a little bit better.
Okay. Dude, we're at 216, and this pick has been here for
all right, here it goes. It's coming out. Bro. Come on, man. It's starting to show the stage. Where are you, dude? What's the assistant commissioner? I forget his name.
Oh, Mark.
Always smiling.
Yeah. I forgot his name. Mark.
All right, here we go. The next pick is in.
All right.
And
you talking about
this might be for the Warriors.
They made a trade?
Yeah, it looks like it.
Okay.
I'll confirm here in a minute. Let me see. This could be the Warriors trade. Will Richard, guard, Florida.
Interesting. All right. Yeah, but right now I'm keeping it as the Grizzlies because it's not confirmed yet, right?
Correct. Well, yeah.
I'm just keeping it as until it's confirmed. So.
And I don't have a picture for Will Richards. So.
All right. So now we got next. We only have three more picks in this draft, dude. Boston Celtics. This is from the Orlando Magic. Now it's showing, I'm sure, on TV. It's the Orlando Magic.
Yes, it will be the Orlando Magic.
Yeah, it's still showing it. But now we know that a trade was made, and we know that it's freaking Boston. So, it does say it's traded to Golden State.
Yep.
So now what happened is the 59th pick is the Rockets from OKC via Atlanta. The Rockets, the 59th pick, according to this. Whereas initially you had said it was the Warriors.
Correct. Well, let me look at my little trade here, see what's going on.
Yeah. So.
Doesn't say anything yet. So I don't know if that trade, that number 56, was if the 59th pick was involved or if the 59th pick still belongs to the Warriors.
Oh, okay. Well, right now we have Boston. Dude, we
– Oh, this is Orlando. Proposed trade to Boston. That's correct.
Correct. Right.
Correct, yeah.
So, and that's what I have from Magic right now. So we have, again, the same players. There's – Ezan Almansa, we have Lamont Butler, we have Caleb Love, we have C.J. Huntley, we have Isaac Noguez, we have Clifford Omoruyi, none of those guys, we have Dink Pate, Ryan Nemhard, I mean, these are all, Arthur Kaluma is another guy that's out there, Vladislav Golden, your boy, so dude, I mean, there's still a lot of players.
I still think they're in need of three pointers. So I'm gonna go with, I think here, Mark Oh, this is for Boston. Never mind. I'm thinking it's for Orlando. For scrap what I was about to say.
Bryce Williams? He's been taken, right? Bryce Williams or no?
No, he has not. No.
Eric Dixon's still out there. Your boy
Eric Dixon. Yep. Big man Eric Dixon.
Michael Rusic. Yeah. Salas. We have, Nicholas Avdelas. RJ Lewis.
Yep. We'll see what Orlando's going to do here. Again, if they're taking their sweet time.
Dude, it's all about ad time, dude. That's all it is, dude. This is why they're milking this thing, dude. They need to kind of – they're telling everybody to keep talking. They need to spread this out. The next three picks.
We need another commercial. Minutes. Okay, here it is. Orlando Magic's pick is coming in.
There we go.
And let's see who they picked up.
They're ending this thing at 2:30, in 2.5 hours, man.
Yep, absolutely.
So, like, at 7:30, it's over. That's what they're trying to milk this thing, brother. All right, so we got the Magic. Oh, so this is the Celtics. I'm going to go ahead and just.
Max Shugla. Correct.
Max Shugla. It's like Shug, like Shug Knight in L.A., right?
S-H-U-G-L-A.
Yeah, like Shug and then L.A. Like Shugla.
And I don't have a picture of him either.
Dude, you're slipping, brother.
I'm slipping big time, dude. What's going on?
So now we got this is the second to last pick of this draft, right? And correct. It's going to take all 9 minutes to do this draft.
Absolutely. It will.
It for sure. All right. So, let's see. What else can we talk about, bro?
I don't know, brother. I'm running out of material, brother. I am running out of material.
Well, you're like into seeing movies like right now, right? So,
yeah,
out of the movies that you went to go see in the theaters recently, dude, what's been the best one that you've seen so far?
Probably Sinners.
Yeah, but I saw it at home because I have one of those dirty boxes. Yeah, I get everything, kind of.
Don't
free.
Know, man. They're gonna hear you. People are gonna hear you.
I've seen it. It's a good movie, dude. It was good. I agree with you. That was a good movie. You saw the Train the Dragon thing.
Yep, I saw that one. Movies, and then we just saw the next Karate Kid or Karate Kid.
Oh yeah, and you said that was just okay.
It was just, yeah. No, that one was good. Train the Dragon was okay.
It's better than the Jaden Smith one, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I was not a fan of that one at all.
Yeah, I hear you, man. I'm the same, man. See here. Dude, I don't remember the last time I've been to a movie, dude. Because I had that box, dude. I get everything for free, you know? I just do it at home.
There you go.
I save a lot of money, man. You know? The only thing is you miss out on the popcorn, the hot dogs. You know, the candy, and you're spending like $50, and then you come home. That's all I'm missing, bro. And sometimes you got to do that, just to kind of show the family you care.
That's what I do. Well, you know what you do, Eddie? Here's the trick. Number one, they have a discount now on Tuesday. So if you go to the movies on Tuesdays, it's cheaper. Yeah. So go to the movies on Tuesdays.
Okay. At any time. There's no
I think like, so. I think so. Yeah. Well, I go to Cinemark, so I don't know what the theater brand is around you, but. But even when you do, dude, I think we get a senior discount now at 55, bro. I'm just telling you.
Oh.
Just ask them. Because I asked them. They gave me a discount.
I forgot about that, man.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if I start, if I start dyeing my hair over here, bro, then they'll never know.
They'll never know.
Exactly, man. So, dude, like I said, we haven't seen a movie in a long ass time. Let me see. Have I seen anything that's been noteworthy? Oh, dude, there's this movie I watched. I can't remember the name. Oh my God, dude, I forgot the name of it. And I saw it on Netflix. And it had to do about a guy, older guy, who was in the concentration camps. And he was kind of losing his memory a little bit.
Okay.
I think it was called Memory. Something like that. Recall or memory. I think it might have been something like that. Something around the recall of the memory.
Okay.
And the premise of the story is this guy is trying to get retribution for because his family was killed by the Nazis. And this guy was a Jewish guy.
Okay.
And then you see this process of him trying to locate the family or the person and his family who killed his family and he was going to go try and take out this guy out. But there's a twist in this whole thing, bro.
Okay. And Don't tell me the twist.
No, I'm not going to tell you the twist. I just gave you the premise. So it's a really good movie, Netflix. I think it's called Memory or something like that. I just don't remember, dude.
I'll take.
Check it out, man. It just look up for his Netflix Nazi, or Holocaust, whatever it is, right? Just look at it'll be something like that, Memory or something. And it just came out like last year. Really good movie, dude. One of our friends recommended that. It was like, wow, that was like a wow movie. So,
all right, I'll take a look.
One of those movies that you would never expect to be that good, Just good surprises. I love those movies that you get surprised.
I like those too. I like the ones where I don't see it coming.
Right, like you're talking about Serpent in the Rainbow. Like you were talking about that last time. Yeah. You didn't think it was going to be a scary movie, that was a movie. That's a crazy movie. Just like Midsommar. You're talking about Midsommar.
I'm like, what the hell's going on, dude?
Dude, have you seen Hereditary? Have you seen Hereditary yet, dude?
Yeah, I watched it. Yeah.
What'd you think?
Against my will, but all right. So Cleveland has picked Saliu Niang, a guard out of Senegal.
Okay, you got to spell that one for me, bro.
S A L I O U.
Uh huh.
And then Niang, NIANG.
All right, and that is the 58th pick, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Just gonna
the last pick is the we don't know if it's the Warriors yet.
Well, right now it's showing as Houston's pick here.
Okay.
Dude, there's gonna be a lot of pretty good players that you're gonna want to pick up as soon as this draft is over. Like Nembhard, I think he's gonna be a good player.
Why not?
Yeah, you got Eric Dixon we talked about, Hunter Salas, who was on my list. I got this one guy, Peyton Sanford. 6'8" out of what is that, Iowa?
Yep.
He doesn't seem, he was on my list. The center, Vladislav Golden.
Yeah, dude, that might be the last pick of the draft.
Yeah, maybe. And again, I'm not sure. This is a proposed trade to Memphis now. So this isn't, the Warriors took, who did they take again? Will, what was his name? Will Richard.
Okay.
And so I think that's it. So this pick doesn't belong to the Warriors.
Okay. So, and this is supposed to be who now? Memphis?
This is now, it's Houston's pick on the clock, but it's a post trade to Memphis. So my guess is it's the Memphis pick.
Okay. So I'll put Memphis just to be on it. And this is from Via the Rock is from? Yeah. All right. So I'll just leave it like that. All right. Yep.
All right, I'm trying to.
Yeah. So, real quick, did you see Hereditary or did you see?
I did. I watched it. I watched Hereditary. I don't remember too. I'm not a big
horror movie
guy. Yeah, it's just whatever. I'll watch them. But
did it trip you out?
Not really. Not really.
But Midsommar did.
Oh, remind me. That's the one with the doll, right?
The doll.
No.
No,
that's part of the Hereditary series. Which one? Remind me again. Which one that
so
one?
Remember? Do you remember Midsommar? And I told
you. Yes, I remember. I remember Midsommar for sure.
And I told you to watch the prequel to that Hereditary.
Yes, I know I watched Hereditary, but I watched Midsommar because that's the one where they go to that weird festival and the whole bear thing in the sauna room. But remind me what Hereditary. I know I watched it. I'm having a hard time remembering it.
So it's the guy. Let me see. What's this guy's name? Gabriel Byrne. He's the main guy in the movie.
What's the plot? What's the plot about?
One of the kids just has this kind of, I don't know what it is, a hereditary a trait about him that kind of points to something special, and he sees things, and then it comes to find out that his mom had the same thing. It's kind of
strange-ish. Yes, I remember. Yeah, I remember it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You remember it?
Yes, I remember it.
Okay. Not scary?
My daughter tries to get me to watch, because she loves all these A24 horror weirdo movies, I call them, and I'm just like, whatever. And her should probably watch the movies, because
Is this Lexi or is this Sienna?
Sienna.
Oh, she likes
Yeah, she likes it, yeah. All right. Okay, last pick of the draft here. Jachmai Mashak, from a guard out of Tennessee.
Oh my God, man! I am not a jock. So right. Now here, you gotta tell me how to spell that one, bro.
Hold on, let me write it down. Oh,
Jachmai, Jachmai,
Jachmai, Jachmai, J A H M A I, I think.
Jamai. There's no
Jamai, Jachmai, I don't know.
Okay, Jamai, Jamai.
And then hold on, let me get his last name because they took it off the board already. Like they didn't give the guy no love.
Oh, because they're trying to end it. Oh, I got it. Mashak.
Mashak, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Mashak. So dude. All right. Well, let's go ahead and just put this last one up. And then I think that's how you spell it. C-H? Oh, C-K.
M-A-S-H-A-C-K.
Yep, I got it, man. All right, dude. We got the we finally finished this thing, bro.
That's it, dude.
Man, so I was 15 minutes over my estimate. A lot of activity, dude. And you were spot on being like, you know, optimist freaking Twan. There was a lot of activity, bro, in this draft. There was a lot, and you were so right, man. You know, we covered this thing in 2.5 hours. This is, you know, we finished episode 55. You know, it's a 2-day event for us. You know, over 6 hours now. It was 6 hours worth of content here, right? Yep. So hopefully you guys stayed here. For those of you who have been here, we appreciate you staying here, right? Because you guys could be watching this stuff on TV, but you definitely are here because maybe you like the way we banter. You know, just kind of, you know, we appreciate you kind of listening to us. You know, you can find us here at gremlingsmedia.com. You can also find us on any of those popular podcast outlets you can think of, such as YouTube, Spotify, Pandora, X, Facebook. You just name it, Apple. You just name it. You can go ahead and find us. Just type in Gremlings Media, Buzzer Beaters, Eddie Aparicio, Anthony Twan Corral. Just go ahead and find us. But we're here live every Wednesday, except for today was a Thursday. But we're here live every Wednesday, probably through July, maybe like the first couple weeks of July until the whole summer league is over. And at that point, we're going to go ahead and take a little hiatus until the preseason starts. But we're going to go ahead and the next episode next Wednesday, we're probably going to go ahead and look at the summer league and then figure out, you know, our draft. We're going to go ahead and pick 4 players, you know, on each of our teams. We're going to have a little contest between us. You know, we'd love to go ahead and see you guys pick some players and post it. And see if you can beat us. You probably could because, you know, we're going through this process of, you know, whoever gets first pick and then we alternate around that point. So we really can't have you guys post because you guys can pick a superstar team that will beat all our butts. But anyway, we're going to be here next Wednesday doing that. And then from here on out, like I said, we're going to go ahead and go until July and then probably do shorts from there on out until the beginning of the preseason and starting in September. So anyway, thanks for staying here with us. We enjoyed a lot of the banter. We enjoyed some of your commentary. Thanks for chiming in for those of you. And, you know, for Will, I'm going to go ahead and do the one more time, all right, the Tark the Shark, right? That was my thing that I was doing, bro, because now I'm going to be doing that from here on out. But anyway, you can find us again at gremlingsmedia.com. We appreciate it. This is Eddie Aparicio. This is Anthony Twan Corral. We're also known as the Cisco Kids. We really appreciate your time, and thanks for coming in. Enjoy the rest of the week. Have a good evening.
Take it easy.